So Betancourt was at first, Lockwood Powell at second, Fernandez at third with nobody out. They're still there with two out. Keith struck out looking. Bettison struck out swinging. 2-0 Loons. Myers to the plate. Guerra swings and misses. In essence, this could be a little bit of a victory for the Lugnuts if Great Lakes only scores two.
I mean, you get three hits and two free passes with an HBP and a walk. Yeah, I definitely would agree with that.
The 19-year-old Guerra swings, hits it high out to center. Second baseman Halter goes out. Center fielder Perez in. Perez makes the catch. Myers sets down the 6, 7, 8 hitters in order to strand the bases loaded. And we're going to the bottom of the first inning now. Great Lakes 2, Lansing coming up against Maddox runs.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Great Lakes Loons score two. If you're the Loons, you probably think you should have more in the top of the first inning. They had the bases loaded, nobody out. Their first five batters all reached, but then they stranded three. Mitch Myers pulled the Houdini act. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, here come the Lugnuts against Southpaw Maddox Bruns. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Bruns takes on first the center fielder, Junior Perez. Give you the Lugnuts lineup in a moment. The lefty steps back, arms over his head, kicks, throws. Perez takes a fastball high. Center fielder Perez leading off, followed by the left fielder, Danny Bautista Jr. hitting second. Then hitting third, the right fielder, Colby Thomas. Brendan Malone at first base cleans up. A ball one offering. Fastball high again. Hitting fifth, the third baseman, T.J. Schofield Sam. Batting sixth, shortstop A. Rebiel Anales. DHing at C.J. Rodriguez hitting seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher Carlos Amaya. And second baseman Colby Halter bats ninth. The pitch, Perez takes ball 3-2 tall. Well, I would think, Adam, that if you're a pitcher, you do not want to walk Junior Perez to get things going. You mentioned it, Bruns usually very good early. 3-0. There's a called strike right in there. 93 from Bruns.
Yeah, and this is kind of the story, right? There's not really an in-between. He's a strikeout guy. He's a walk guy. 81 innings pitched. He struck out 109. He's walked 57.
On the 3-1, Perez takes ball 4. He's a walk guy here. Junior Perez down to first base.
Hey, he's kind of like a lot of these great minor league prospects. He's got great stuff, and he's shown that with how many strikeouts he's racked up, but it's just about commanding the pitches, limiting those free passes. You said it, Junior Perez, not the guy you want to get on base because he leads this squad in stolen bases.
42nd walk of the year, that leads the team. Perez at first, Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball 1. Perez yesterday caught trying to steal. 7th time in 44 attempts. Those 37 swipes rank amongst the league leaders and atop the Nuts. 2-0 Loons. Lefty deals to righty. Runs to Bautista Jr. Long hold. Here it is. Ball 2 missing in. He had a long time to wait, with Great Lakes sending batter after batter up to home plate in the top of the first against Mitch Myers. And Lansing is looking to get right back in this game. 2-0 looms, 2-ball offering, instead of throw to first. Paris just walked back in. The defense for Great Lakes features Kenneth Betancourt at first, at second, Yainer Fernandez. At shortstop, Alex Freeland, and at third base, Luis Guerra. The catcher, Max Hewitt, and the outfield first, Taylor Young in left, Nick Bettison in center, Damon Keith in right. A 2-0. Did not chase it up and away. 3-0. That's a borderline pitch right there, and he's not getting the benefit of the doubt from Chad Patterson. 5-pitch walk to Perez. 4th pitch to Bautista Jr. Inside corner, strike called.
Well, he got the benefit of that call. Bautista didn't think so. Goodness, he'd taken 3 steps before he realized he needed to turn around.
Danny does not walk as often as Junior Perez. 3-1. Perez runs. It's called a strike. Throw down bounces in. Junior picks up steal number 38. Full count now on Bautista Jr.
How about that? Kind of risky, right? Your guy's up 3-1, and Junior says, I don't care. I'm going to run anyway.
Yeah.
This is a little risk because you might have ball four there, but great jump. That guy just keeps getting on. He keeps stealing bases. He keeps impacting this offense in a positive way.
I love that word, impact. How he affects the game. Nobody out. Perez at second. Runs with a payoff. Spin and a throw at a second instead. Fernandez covering. Junior got back in. There's a question for you. 2 pickoffs, right? That's what a pitcher's allowed. The third one, if you don't get him, it's a balk.
Mm-hmm.
1 pickoff was to first. 1 pickoff to second. The 3-2 pitch is lined over second. Base hit right center. Junior steamrolls around third. He's coming in to score. Though comes into second base. RBI single, Bautista Jr. Great Lakes 2, Lansing 1. That's a leadoff man. Danny Bautista Jr. cashes him in.
What'd we say, right? Maddox Bruns doesn't give up first inning runs. Well, he does today, just like the Lugnuts trying to do something the Loons haven't done all year, lose a series on the road. That's a great response after limiting the damage to 2 in the top of the first. And that's why you steal bags. And Junior Perez is so dangerous when he gets on. Gets into scoring position. Good inside-out swing from Bautista to knock him in.
David Anderson, the pitching coach, quickly out to the mound. This is Junior's 21st game of the year, batting in that leadoff spot. And Adam, the way that he's been playing, this is why you love the long season with the coaches fiddling about and trying to look for ways to unlock players. They've unlocked him. Bautista Jr., a threat to run at first, nobody out. Maddox Bruns to Colby Thomas. Starts him off with a strike called across the inside corner. That'll help Bruns. He needed that after tossing the first 3 pitches out of the zone. To first Perez, and then Bautista. Throw to first base, Danny steps back in.
Hey, Colby Thomas didn't look himself at the plate yesterday, Jesse. So he did draw a walk, but he had 3 strikeouts, and a lot of those strikeouts he was swinging at pitches out of the zone. Curious to see if he bounces back today.
The pitch, that's low. And when Colby bounces back, looks a little bit different than other guys bouncing back.
Yeah, he's kind of same with Bruns, right, where he's striking out and walking. Colby's kind of that same thing. If he's putting it at play, it's electric. But if not, he's striking out and swinging at pitches out of the zone.
You've got to feel it. The pitch. Thomas takes ball too low. So Colby yesterday and going 0-for-3 with his 3 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts in this series. He's 8-for-20. When they haven't struck him out, he's 8-for-11. 4 doubles and a home run. It's a 2-1 pitch from Bruns. Here it comes. Thomas punches it on the ground to second. Yainer Fernandez flips it to Freeland, who couldn't handle. They still did get the out, since the bases umpire tipped him. Fernandez to Freeland, force called. Brennan Malone, standing at home plate, is upset. Craig Conklin is going to come over to argue. The bases umpire tipped and told the relievers and the Lugnuts pen to settle down. It's rare you'll see that. The force out called it second by Tipton on Bautista Jr.
Yeah, I'd love to see a replay because I don't know if he had that either, and I appreciate that he's going to go check with Chad Patterson here. I don't think that ball was ever secured.
It was looking routine to start. Grounder, Yanner Fernandez, just dish it over to Alex Freeland, get that force, and then maybe turn two. And troubles immediately. Conklin, the manager, standing back of the pitcher's mound towards second. At first base, Kobe Thomas. You know he'll stay there. Safe the call. It's been overturned.
Yeah, and Daniel Nava will express himself if he's frustrated. He's not coming out. I think that says a lot that he understands that was probably the correct call. I just don't think they ever secured it there at second base, and a big break for Lansing.
That's an error on the Great Lakes Loons. Nobody out. First and second. Brendan Malone waiting. Lefty tosses. Line shot right field. Keith to his right. Can he get there? Can't with a diving backhanded attempt. It's down. Batista's around to score. Stops on a third for Thomas. The relay throw into the plate. Double for Brendan Malone. Tie game 2-2.
And that's where the big mistake comes up to haunt the Loons. I mean, if that's a normal transition right there with Freeland and Fernandez, it's probably a double play and the bases are wiped clean instead of runs coming in to score. But because nobody was out, you bring in that Malone shot and it ties the game at two, and there's still runners at second and third.
So now TJ Schofield, Sam, the number five hitter, still nobody out. Lefty to lefty. Broke it in there for a called strike one. Maddox Bruns trying to ease his way into the game. Couldn't find the command in the early going. And now the pressure is on. Malone at second. Thomas at third. The pitch. Hit in the air. Off to left. Shallow. Taylor Young comes forward. He's got the catch. Thomas feints the tag. The throw into the plate was perfect. Cut by Guerra. Schofield Sam's flyout gives Bruns out number one.
I think that's the right call, too, by Craig Conklin. Let's hold up the runner. Let's not get thrown out at the plate. You have guys coming up behind that potentially could get you the lead.
Now, Eribiel Anales, speaking of guys who can get you the lead. Anales yesterday was 2-for-3. Couple of singles, one of them an RBI single, and a walk. Lefty to righty. First base open. First pitch. Fouled back over the screen. So two runs in the top half by the Loons. Two runs so far in the bottom half for the Lugnuts. Loons left the bases loaded in the top half. Lugnuts looking to do something with these runners at second and third. Runs deals to Anales. Right there at the knees. Strike two called.
Interesting. They went throwing error on Fernandez on that error, not on the Freeland.
Missed catch.
Yeah.
They're saying that toss was too high. You know where they say, where's the blame? Official scorer finds blame. 0-2. Tapper foul. Just barely stays alive.
Not a fun job, but someone's got to do it. Someone's got to issue the blame.
Way, way, way back in the day, 19th century, the official scorer was a complete mystery. And I think it was the Chicago White Sox who had the wife of somebody prominent who would do the official scoring in the stands while seated with the family members of the players. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit on the left side. Shortstop Freeland with the backhand eats it. In from third, Thomas. Malone stays at second. RBI infield single, Eribiel Anales. And the Lugnuts lead 3-2.
That's great stuff by Anales. He's continuing to bat well, does so with two strikes, fights one off, and still gets it in play. And Lansing has quickly erased that two-run deficit and now grabbed the lead.
There's such a fine line, isn't there, between chasing a pitch and getting yourself out, and with two strikes, putting a pitch into play. C.J. Rodriguez with two on and one out. Lefty dealing to righty. Bruns misses low, ball one. I mean, there were times this year where we said that Anales is just missing and he's putting pressure on himself. And you could see it going wrong. He's relaxing. Bruns holds. 3-2 nuts. The pitch. Sent foul off the right side. Ball and a strike on the Lugnuts DH today. Daniel Susak getting the day off. Carlos Amaya catching, batting next. So C.J. Rodriguez on the offense designated to do the hitting. It comes in batting 185 through 63 games. 10 doubles and 2 homers. Time called at home plate. In the Loon's pen, early action. Ronaldo de Paula's warming. A 1-1 from Bruns. Backdoor breaking ball missed off the outside corner and slightly up. Two balls and a strike. This all began with a walk to Perez, who stole second. Batista Jr. singled him in. Thomas reached on the fielder's choice in the error. RBI double, Malone. Fly out, RBI single, Anales. The deal. That's ripped out to left field. Taylor Young is going back at the warning track, reaches out, makes the catch. Malone's got to get all the way back to second. Young's throw into the infield. Brenton Malone was sure that that ball was going to fall, and then he wanted to score. Back to first base, Anales. A long out number two for C.J. Rodriguez. We talk, Adam, about how base runners want to play it. Sometimes you go halfway, sometimes you go back in case of a tag. I don't blame Brenton Malone for saying, if that ball gets down, I don't want to make sure that I score. Carlos Amaya now, 2-1, 2-out. The pitch, swing, going to miss, strike one. Amaya, 6-for-34, is a member of the Lugnuts. Started off 1-for-17, now 5-for-his-last-17. Two doubles, three RBIs. The southpaw Bruns readies. Lets it fly. Swing and a miss, strike two. Just going right after him with a fastball. That was 96, and he kept it nice and down. Two runs, three hits in the top half of the first. Three runs, three hits in the bottom half of the first inning. Mitch Myers walked one, hit one. Bruns walked one, and he had the error committed behind him. Malone at second, Anales at first. Anales is the faster runner. Here's the 0-2 from Bruns. A fastball inside. You and I have seen, Adam, that Amaya's bat can surprise you. You can barrel a line drive.
Usually out to left field.
Yeah, pole hitter. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball up and away at 96. First strikeout for Bruns ends the first inning. Unofficially, for Maddox Bruns, I've got, 30 pitches or so? I believe it's 30 pitches in that first, allowing three runs on three hits and a walk. There was the error, two left. We're going to the second inning. Remember, Adam said just skip the first, move forward. We're moving forward, and it's 3-2 Lugnuts.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Loons scored two, the Lugnuts countered with three, and off to the second inning, it's 3-2 Lugnuts. And if you're Mitch Myers, you're feeling pretty good right now. The Lugnuts starting pitcher allowed the first five Loons to reach, then he struck out two and setting down the next three to leave the bases loaded. And he opens up the second inning against the number nine hitting, Max Hewitt. Ball one up and away. Hewitt, followed by the top of the order in Young and Freeland. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Righty deals to lefty. Anthony is called to strike on the outside corner. Clearly the L.A. Dodgers scouted Oklahoma State, don't you think? Max Hewitt out of Oklahoma State, and also the fine lefty, Justin Robleski on these loons. Myers misses high. Two balls and one strike. Clearly, the Oakland Athletics scout Oklahoma State. Keaton Trenkle, a lugnut earlier this year. Brady Basso, a lugnut earlier this year.
Well, I mean, come on. You ever been to Stillwater?
I haven't. Have you?
Great spot. Yeah. 2016. I remember that. Remember that day the rest of my life.
Yeah. I was about to say, any good memories in Stillwater?
Yeah, there was the shocker in Stillwater, September of 2016.
I think we should tell that story for anybody who's unaware. Here comes the 2-1. Up and away, ball three.
You see, there was this guy with a mullet. He wasn't happy about an untimed down. He had a point, but his defense still didn't make a Hail Mary play. Corey Willis went into the corner of the end zone on an untimed down. The Chippewas won.
Hewitt swings and misses, 3-2. And Adam Jaxa is fired up forever.
The mullet man didn't calculate the loss on their bowl rings that they received, but we'll all remember it.
Payoff. Swing and a miss. Myers strikes out his third. Hewitt might have chased that fastball off the outside corner. One away in the second inning. The Oklahoma State Central Michigan rivalry that you never knew about, and it is hot.
Oh, and they opened there last year. You all those flooding memories of 2016 came back.
Let me quote Almost Famous. Stillwater runs deep. Top of the order, Taylor Young, righty to righty. Fouled off to the right side. Strike one. Hang on. Catcher interference, Carlos Amaya. Taylor Young awarded first base. E2. 1-out base runner for the Loons. First error charged to the Lugnuts.
You know, that guy just always finds a way to get on base. It is remarkable.
The job of the leadoff hitter. You and I were talking about Jacob Marcy with Fort Wayne, right? And we were talking about who are the best leadoff hitters in the Midwest League. Now Junior Perez is putting his name in that conversation. Young takes off the pitch to Freeland, away, and then dropped by Amaya on the transfer. Taylor Young steals second. Talk about taking advantage of Carlos Amaya. 46th stolen base of the year for Young. Leadoff hitter's job caused trouble. Switch hitting Freeland is 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored in the first. Batting in the second, his team down 3-2. He takes the ball outside, and it's 2-0.
I think part of that is on Myers, too. He's just a little bit too comfortable there on the mound. Didn't really give Taylor Young any attention, and Young was about halfway to second before Myers even came home.
You said it. Center fielder Perez shifted to right center. The pitch. High fly out to right. Colby Thomas is at the wall watching. It is gone into the picnickers in front of the Ivy. A two-run homer for Alex Freeland, his eighth of the year. And the Loons have catapulted into a 4-3 lead. There's a family in Cubs blue that is sitting right next to that Ivy out beyond the right field wall, and that home run ball found them.
Just like to point out, my spotlight hitter was Alex Freeland today.
Is that a family? Adam, I think that's a whole group out in the tailgate terrace. Everybody's wearing that blue, and there are four people who found that spot. Line shot center field. Yainer Fernandez has himself a base hit. Pairs quickly on hand. Fernandez scoots around first, gives a look, content with a single. That's right. And Alex Freeland has doubled and homered in two at-bats in two innings.
So this is going to be the third game in a row that we're going to be on cycle watch.
Yes. And the first of those, this man achieved the cycle, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Loons up 4-3. One out, runner at first, righty to righty. Lockwood Powell, it's a high drive, deep left field. That ball is off the top of the wall, and it's gone. All it has to do is hit off the railing above the yellow line. And Griffin Lockwood Powell has his 11th home run of the year. He knocks in Fernandez, the second two-run shot for the Loons this inning. 6-3 Great Lakes. 380 feet for Griffin Lockwood Powell.
Pitching's going to have a tough day today. It's hot outside. The humidity's up over 60%, and we are seeing a lot of runs here.
Now, Kenneth Betancourt lines the first pitch he sees, a laser in the left center field. Again, Perez mobilized to get it in, and it's a single for Betancourt. Top of the Loons order was not retired in the first inning, and they haven't been retired here in the second. Young, Freeland, Fernandez, Lockwood Powell, and Betancourt all reached in the first. An HBP, a double, a single, a walk, and a single. Now here in the second, catcher's interference. Homer, single. And on the bright side for Mitch Myers, here come the batters who he dispatched in the first inning. But first he'll have to meet with his pitching coach, Don Schulze.
And he gets a head start, starting with the nine-hitter and getting that first out. Because remember, yeah, the first five reached in the first inning before he got that first out. But I think this is coupled again. The weather, the great talent in the top of this Loons order, and the fact that they already saw Mitch Myers on Tuesday, where he, yes, gave up three runs in the first inning, but then he was able to shut them down. That's not the case here today as we go through the order for a second time, and the same result is happening times four now. And this has been the difference in this series. If the Loons don't get these big run half innings, which they put four up on the board and still aren't done here, they don't win, but when they get these big half innings, it's tough to beat them.
How is Maddox Bruns feeling right now in the Loons dugout? His offense has picked him up. Here's Damon Keith, first pitch. Myers misses inside, ball one.
Maddox Bruns is going probably, I'd be okay being done now. It doesn't look like a pitcher's day today. On either side.
At first base, Betancourt, the pitch. Check swing, call the strike. A back pick to first base hopped into Malone. Betancourt easily retreating. Carlos Amaya, as we've seen, he's ambitious, and generally his throws are accurate, but he does not have the same kind of arm strength as a C.J. Rodriguez or Daniel Susak. Pickoff over by Myers in time. Malone applies the tag. Betancourt picks clean. So Mitch Myers picks himself up. It's his second pickoff of the year. Two outs now in the top of the second inning. Two balls, no strikes on Damon Keith. I believe it's 1-1, right? Wasn't that second pitch called a strike? We'll see. Myers throws to Keith. Swing and a miss. Just throw it right by him at 91.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jesse. I got 1-2 on the count here.
We'll check in with Chad Patterson. Chad Patterson, not originally from the Lansing area, but now resides here in Lansing. One ball and two strikes, he says.
You never go against Jesse Goldberg Strasser.
Oh,
he's
please.
Always
oh,
watching.
Please.
He's always aware. Always.
It'd be nice if I could live up to your expectations.
Oh, you do.
Myers deals. Fastball up, and was that a swing by Damon Keith? Lost his bat, went around too far, helmet is off, heading back to the dugout. Myers strikes him out for a second time. Fourth strikeout for Myers, two in the first, two in the second. But after the Loons scored two in the first, they had two-run homers in the second. After one and a half, it's a Great Lake 6-3 lead in Lansing.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are down 6-3, opening up the bottom of the second. Colby Halter, the number 9 hitter. Maddox Brunson's first pitch breaks high. Lefty-lefty here to start, and then top of the order time once again. Junior Perez and Danny Bautista Jr. against the lefty Bruns out of Mobile, Alabama. Winds and throws. Halter takes the breaking ball across the outside corner. At a called strike. Slide piece. Halter's first look at Bruns today. The pitch to the Florida Gator on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. Maddox Bruns was big-time ballyhooed coming out of Alabama. 2 years ago, the Alabama High School Pitcher of the Year had committed to be a Mississippi State Bulldog, signed out of high school by the Dodgers. Fires the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheese. Strikeout number two for Bruns. And two in a row, he whipped Carlos Amaya to end the first inning. What a way. Here's Junior Perez. Perez ignited the Lugnuts' three-run first against Bruns with a leadoff walk, a steal, singled home by Danny Bautista Jr. Lugnuts rallied from a 2-0 deficit, now down 6-3 in the home second. One out, nobody on. The wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 95. That fastball was virtually right down the middle, but it had that hop to it. Perez quickly asks for time and stretches it out left of the home plate circle. How about Junior going long black sleeves under his black alternate jersey today? The hands over the head, the kick, the toss. Off speed right in there. Called strike two. All right, so right now in Lansing, Michigan, Adam, I'm seeing it in the 80s. It's 85 degrees. It feels like it's 90. Two-strike toss. Maybe a little low. Ball one. And the Lugnuts elected to go black. These are their road black uniforms. And Junior is wearing long sleeves, and they're black, with the black socks pulled up high, the black helmets, in the heat. He's bearing it. The 1-2. High fly ball out to left, but he pulled it foul. He was all over it from Bruns, and it's hopping across Cedar Street.
Into the parking lot over there. You know what, Jesse? If he hits a home run, though, I guess just won't question what he decides to wear.
Maddox Bruns still out in front of the count. Fires the 1-2. Breaking ball hooked just inside. A little happy feet there for Junior as he took and he hoped.
Well, he hoped and guessed right. That one was right there, but just a touch inside, and that's shown the maturity this season of Perez laying off a pitch like that.
Walked his first time. He's earned a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball away. Maddox Bruns has struck out three in a row. Two down now, home second. Danny Bautista Jr. strides up there.
And what do you think went into the black uniform decision today? Because it really has been mild in the 70s, creeping down to the 60s.
Strike one called to Danny. Two outs, nobody on, 6-3 loons. I usually think first about the starting pitcher. I think, was this a Mitch Myers call? At 0-1. Lifted foul off the right side. And they went Batman with the black jersey shirt and the black baseball cap with the silver luggy, the lug nut on the front. No red cap.
Can't remember, but he might have chose that on Tuesday as well to open the series.
Yeah. If a pitcher likes a look, in general, everybody goes along with it.
I'm going to do some digging. I'll find out for you, Jesse.
Loons in the road grays. Bruns is looking for another strikeout. Up high and outside and off the ricochet. Kick save, home plate umpire Patterson. I was watching the Women's World Cup final this morning. So were you, right?
Yes, I was.
Woke up, caught a little. Spain, England. Chad Patterson in the mood, getting his kicks. 1-2 pitch on its way. Bounced in. Ball two.
By the way, just to interrupt your World Cup talk, they did wear all whites on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well.
Anywho.
the Sunday black uniform look today. Two outs, nobody on. The 2-2 from Bruns. Off speed, breaking away on appeal, did not go. Full count for Bautista Jr. Colby Thomas waiting on deck.
What'd you think? I mean, England just can't quite break through. They've been close, men and women's side, but just couldn't do it again.
I thought the better team was the champion. The wind-up and the payoff. Tapper foul at home plate. When I say foul, I mean at his foot. What did you think?
I thought the same thing I thought a few days ago when we were all up here and they were down to the last four and we asked who's going to win. Spain is just such a good soccer country. They know how to play it well, and I just felt like they were, yeah, the better team.
3-2 again. Fought off, foul into the screen, parried back by Batista. Maddox Brunstruck at Carlos Amaya to end the bottom of the first inning. He fanned Colby Halter to begin the second. Then he got Junior Perez swinging. And now, two outs, nobody on. 3-2 pitch. The breaking ball hooks inside. He has walked Batista Jr. Big looping curve. Second walk, Bruns.
For the baseball fans and not so much soccer fans, Jesse, I think England's struggles, both men and women's, in soccer in the World Cup could be related to, like, the Red Sox and Cubs World Series droughts before they ended.
Where you just feel cursed. Where you go, something is happening here beyond the sport on the field. Or, you know, the football on the pitch. Here's Colby Thomas, and here's the pitch. Fly ball right field. Back goes Damon Keith. He has room. Backpedaling onto the track to make the catch. Colby didn't catch it flush. And Bruns has a scoreless second inning. He walks Batista Jr. He leaves Batista Jr. And it's 6-3 Loons going to the third inning. Adam Jaxa, the former varsity college soccer player, takes over the call. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. Off to the top of the third on a sun-soaked Sunday afternoon, August 20th, 2023. Thanks so much for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. Lansing has work to do. They're getting doubled up by the Loons right now, 6-3. Mitch Myers back out there to face Nick Bittison, followed by Luis Guerra and Max Hewitt. The pitch up high, outside, ball one. 7, 8, and 9 in the order. Loons with 2 in the first and 4 in the second. On 2 home runs. Pitch home. On the ground, over towards short. Angeles on the outfield grass. Backhand. Throw to first. Stretching. Malone's got it as he reaches up the line and hangs on for the first out. Jacob Wilson getting the day off, but we have seen his marvelous moves over at shortstop throughout these first 2 weeks. He's played in Lansing at home. And Aurelio Angeles almost making it look like Wilson doesn't have the day off with a great play right there on the first ball he's seen. Okay, here's Luis Guerra. First pitch. That's down the chute. Strike one. Myers beat these Loons on Tuesday. That last outing, 6-5 Lugnut win. Pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike. And if Lansing's going to win again for Mitch Myers, they're going to have to get more than 6 runs today. Down 6-3. To open this third inning. Next pitch. Popped up, shallow right field. In comes Colby Thomas calling off Junior Perez and reaches up, avoiding the sun, makes the catch, two outs. Well, if you're going to have an effortless half inning against the Loons, one, that doesn't happen often, as we've seen this year and this series specifically, but two, this is the time to do it. You're facing 7, 8, 9, who are now a combined 0 for 5 to start this game. Here comes the nine-hitter, Max Hewitt, first time in this series. The pitch home. Swung back off the netting, strike one. Hewitt struck out swinging in his first at-bat, one of four Mitch Myers strikeouts. He's given up 6 runs on 7 hits with 2 bombs, but does have those 4 Ks. Pitch. That's low and inside, ball one. The Loons known for the strikeouts, one of the top numbers in the league as a team, despite how good their offense has been. Up over 1,000. 1-1. Breaking ball grabs the outside corner. 1-2. The key with the Loons, though, they get on base. When they put it in play, when they swing it, it's usually a pitch is in the zone. 1-2. That's kicked back off of Amaya's face mask. Bugnuts with a slight shift in the infield here against the lefty Hewitt, playing him to pull. Third baseline is open. Playing up, hugging the first baseline with Malone basically right on the chalk. Pitch, hopper off the plate, weakly hit, first base down to the mound. Off of it, Myers throws to first, lobbed and caught by Malone. And there it is, one of the few times in this series we've seen the Loons go down in order. It's the 7-8-9 batters with 2 groundouts and a flyout. Bottom three is next. Lugnuts trail 6-3.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, so far the Great Lakes Loons spoiling Big Lug's birthday celebration. It's a 6-3 Loon lead as we come back to the third. Thanks so much for stopping in on your Sunday afternoon. It's a hot one here at the ballpark, up over 80 degrees. We've been sitting in the low to mid-70s and then playing at night as well. Brennan Malone steps in. Maddox Bruns up over the head, throws home. Bouncing ball foul, third base side. So you couple the colder temperatures with playing at night, where it's obviously going to get cooler as the game goes on. Today, you get the bulk of the heat. 83 degrees and all sun at first pitch. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Malone down, no balls, 2 strikes. He smacked a double out to right center on the first swing and the first pitch he got back in that first inning. Now we're a couple ticks hotter, too, as we're just past 2 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. 85 now. 0-2 delivery. Swatted up, foul first base side. And the bats have stayed consistent with the notion that when it gets warm, the balls start to fly. And there have been a lot of hits, a couple home runs already, 9 total runs. Pitch, swing and a miss. That one dropped right off on Malone. Good off-speed pitch. And there's the fourth strikeout for Maddox Bruns. Well, Lansing really only had one breakthrough half inning against Bruns earlier this week on Tuesday. It was a three-run fifth. Pitch home. Kicked back foul from TJ Schofield Sam, strike one. Today it was a three-run first, but the Loons answered right away with a four-run second. So Lansing's going to need another big half inning if they're going to get back into this one. 0-1. There's a bouncing ball over towards first to his right. Betancourt fields underhand toss. Covering and stepping on the bag with his right foot is Bruns, two away. Or if Lansing has, they want to play and get a run or two per half inning, they could do that as well, but that's just not really what we've seen from them. That's not been their MO here during this two-week homestand. They are looking at another potential split back-to-back weeks unless they come back today, down 6-3. Here's Aurebio Anjules. Base is clear, two away. Pitch, lifted out to shallow center field, sinking base hit as it drops in front of Edison. He's two for two, knocked in one in the first, and his bat stays hot. Anjules yesterday reached two times with a base hit and then also walked and swiped the bag. He had two hits the day before. So he's looking at three straight games with two hits. Here's CJ Rodriguez. Throw back to first though to check on Anjules. Jumping grab by Betancourt. He had to reach over the back of Anjules. That's a great grab, like going up over a defender and snatching a rebound.
He's only 5 feet 8 inches tall over there. That's not a big target as a first baseman.
Pitch home. Up high outside, ball one. And he did a good job making up for it. Rodriguez flied out to left in his first at bat. Nearly got it over the head of Taylor Young. Good contact there.
Anjules, by the way, 8 for 17 in this series.
1-0. Shot foul. One ball, one strike. Yeah, he has provided an excellent spark at the bottom of the order. We've talked about him all year, Jesse, is a guy that if he can continue to get on base more consistently would be an excellent leadoff hitter, but he's just kind of had ups and downs, and he's a guy that does not draw many walks. Did have one yesterday. Walks back to the bag here and ducks as it's another throw that Betancourt has to reach out and save from going over towards the tarp and bullpen area on the throw over to first. 6-3 Loons, bottom three, two outs, runner at first. There goes Anjules. The breaking ball is up. The throw down to second is late and sliding in with another stolen base just after he had one yesterday. Aurebio Anjules. So he is picking it up in this series. Been fun to watch. Make that his 17th swipe in 21 attempts this year. How about that? He's sneaking towards 20 stolen bases. Long delay here at the plate for a moment as Max Hewitt was standing up talking to home plate umpire Chad Patterson. Hitters count 2-1, and now Anjules in scoring position. Playing Rodriguez to pull to the left side of the infield. Right side of the diamond is open. The pitch popped up to that right side, but foul territory as it drifts away into the seats and off the bleachers down the right field line. It really is sad to think that with how good these crowds have been, and we talk about the word impactful, how much these fans have meant to the Lugnuts this year, that after today there will only be six more home games here in 2023. Pitch home. Anjules going to third. Throw is down low. Off to third. The throw goes. That's late. And Aurebio Anjules has swiped second and third, and he's now 90 feet away from scoring on a 3-2 count.
Trying to do everything he can to get the Lugnuts offense back in this game.
Number one, trying to will his team with the lone rally here. Yes, indeed. Can Rodriguez deliver? 3-2 pitch from Bruns. Inside, ball four. He takes his walk. Good at bat right there from CJ. And so, again, it'll be Carlos Amaya with an opportunity with two outs to come up here and try and knock in another run. And Lansing certainly needs it to try and quell the momentum here that the Loons had gathered with their six runs in the first two innings. They just got Lansing their first shutdown 1-2-3 frame, and zero up on the board. The offense now trying to answer and at least get a run, maybe more back. The pitch, set up in the air, shallow right. This won't get it done. Keith over to his right, under it, makes the catch, and that's going to do it. So Amaya, a strikeout and a flyout, and the Lugnuts leave two stranded. We head to the fourth. Great Lakes 6, Lansing 3.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the fourth here as we bring you back on Big Lug's birthday celebration. Sunday afternoon, hot day at the ballpark. And appreciate you stopping in. It is 6-3, Loons in front. Mitch Myers comes back out after getting through the bottom third of the order, no problem. Now he faces the top of the card again, which has caused problems, really not just today, all series long and all year long for Great Lakes. Taylor Young, Alex Freeland, and Yainer Fernandez. Combined, they've all reached each time. Pitch home. That's up high inside. Ball one. So, third time around, we'll see if Myers can find a way against these guys. HBP and catcher's interference, how Young has reached. The throw. Set back off the netting. One ball, one strike. Jesse, do you want your loon fact of the day now, or would you like me to save it for later?
I know that we've got our trivia question coming up in this fourth inning.
Yeah, bottom four, absolutely. Pitch home. That's up high.
However, here in the top of the fourth, I don't think you have anything planned.
Nothing planned.
It's loon fact time, baby.
I'm going to turn this into just a Jesse Goldberg-Strassler trivia question for you. No harm if you don't get it right. 2-1. Popped up. Shallow right field. Colby Thomas coming in. Foul territory reaches, and it bounds just in front of him as he loses his cap. Good effort as he was twisting towards his bullpen pitchers. It remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just to put this out there before I ask you, I did not realize that this was the case today when I saw it. So I'm curious if you know. One of the states in the 50 here in the United States, the loon is the state bird, and I had no idea. 2-2 pitch, sent out to right center field. Perez under it as he circles to his left, makes the catch, and Taylor Young is retired for the first time. So question, do you know which of the 50 states the loon is the state bird?
I do not know. Can I take a guess?
Yeah, take a guess or two.
Minnesota.
It is Minnesota. I mean, this guy's incredible. The common loon became the official state bird of Minnesota by act of the Minnesota legislature in 1961. How about that? The pitch? That's in there. Strike one to the loon himself, Alex Freeland. A lot of loons in that third base dugout.
Feel like there should be a team in Minnesota named the Loons.
Yeah. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip. That's held on to by Amaya. No balls, two strikes. Freeland today, by the way, a double and a home run. So two away from a potential cycle with the triple and the single, but he's down 0-2 right here to Myers.
Stepping away from the loon facts, do you know what the state bird is for Michigan?
It's a robin.
That's right. That's why Lansing Common are the robins.
0-2. Swing and a miss. Freeland is down. And there's strikeout number 5. So things going much better a third time through the top of the order for Mitch Myers. But, I guess at many previous sessions of the legislature, various birds had been proposed for the official symbol for Minnesota. For years, the little goldfinch was considered the unofficial state bird. But in 1961, it was named the loon. The pitch popped up first base side, giving chases Malone. That's out of play. And then, provinces up there in Canada, but the loon well-known up in Canada as well. But how about that? State bird of Minnesota is a loon.
The common loon.
Yes, the common loon indeed. Which, are there really any common loons? The pitch? That's inside. 1-1. I mean, if you're referred to as a loon, you're loony. You're different, which is okay.
The unfortunate thing is because of climate change, they're becoming more and more uncommon.
Yes. The pitch. Lifted out to right field. Backing up Thomas. Turns to his left. Makes the run just before he circles on the track. And there will be no loons that cross home plate here in this fourth inning. A 1-2-3 third. A 1-2-3 fourth for Mitch Myers. We'll get you trivia time in the bottom of the fourth when we return 6-3 Loons lead.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fourth, we march on 6-3, Great Lakes leading Lansing in the series finale. Lugnuts, with a loss, would split the series with the Loons. Find a way to come back. They would take down Great Lakes for the first time in a road series that the Loons have been defeated this year. First pitch on its way. And that is in there for called strike one to Colby Halter. Maddox runs, winds and throws. That's on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes, and Halter quickly behind. Halter going to take his time here and regather himself. This is miraculous. We've got a yellow jacket in the booth. Jesse, back up.
What kind of miracle is that?
Well, it had just left, but then it came back, and now it's gone. So the miracle, by the way, the pitch missed.
Ball one.
Just to take you inside the booth here, Jesse was looking intently out the window, standing.
Yes.
Looking out the window.
Yes.
So to give you the direct path of the bee, pitch outside, 2-2. The bee came into your left and literally circled behind your back.
That's fine by me.
And then went out the other side of the window. And I was like, miraculous, it's gone. And then it circled and came back. 2-2. That's low and outside, 3-2. So you must have been smelling some kind of sweet over there. But now it's gone.
There have been some summers where we've had a ton of yellow jackets here. This is a rare sighting.
Good at bat here by Colby Halter, by the way, to work this back full. The pitch. Hopping foul into the Lugnut dugout.
We haven't seen too much of Colby, but this is what I've come to expect is he's going to make the pitcher work a little bit.
And he's doing that right now. Got behind 0-2. Count full, fouls that one off. So again, we'll get the 3-2 payoff. Lefty on lefty. The pitch home. Hard hit right at the first baseman. Betancourt uses his glove for a shield and catches it. One out.
It's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And Colby chokes up on the bat more than any other lug nut. So he whipped it around, and it just so happened that Betancourt was in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah, it's like another level of choke up, too, when the two-strike approach comes on. But that's unfortunate right there. He hit it as hard as he could. Just an atom ball. Here's Junior Perez. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 6-3 Loons leading. We're in the bottom of the fourth on a hot and humid 85-degree Sunday afternoon. Sun out in full force. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball is in there. Strike two. So hot that both teams in the dugout are electing to sit down on their benches out of the sun. They're not up on the top step. And that effort's been around 70, 60 degrees this week. 0-2, yanked, foul. Left field side over the Pepsi porch. And that is the second ball today that Junior Perez has sent bounding onto Cedar Street, which is parallel to the park here, down that left field side as it runs to the left of the stadium with Larch running north to the right of the stadium. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down low inside. One ball, two strikes. All right, I got some trivia for you today, Jesse, for the listeners as well. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout of Junior Perez. That's the fifth today for Bruns. Five strikeouts, though, not quite as many as 19, which is the amount that this pitcher had about 50 years ago on this day. He threw 19 strikeouts in a loss. The Detroit Tigers beat this pitcher 1-0, albeit 19 strikeouts. Danny Bautista, down low, takes it inside. Who was that pitcher that fired 19 strikeouts, but his team couldn't pick up the win for him? 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugNuts.com. The email, send it in. Let us know what you think. You can also go Twitter, Jay Goldstress or Adam Jaxa. Let us know. We'll get to that in the seventh. 19 strikeouts, though. 2-0. That's inside. 3-0. What do you feel if you get 19 strikeouts but your team loses? That's got to be a horrible feeling.
It makes me think of when you lose a no-hitter and you can't be happy about such a great accomplishment.
3-0 pitch. That's down low, ball four. So Bautista has reached all three times. His second walk today after the RBI single. Take some solace, though, if you lose the no-hitter and your team still wins. You've got that going. Like, this would have to be a no-hitter where then your team loses after you lose the no-hitter, right?
No, what I mean is the Lugnuts played a game in which they no-hit the Peoria Chiefs, and they lost the game. And so you threw a no-hitter. That's an accomplishment. You lost. You can't feel good after a loss. So I think what you need is time. You need a lot of time to go by, and then you can process, this was a really special game. But in the immediate aftermath, all you can think about is the loss.
19 strikeouts, give it 19 hours, and then move on.
Yes.
By the way, we've got a pitching change. That's going to do it for Maddox Bruns. He took off his cap, too, sweating, as you would imagine. He's working hard out there on an 85-degree sunny day. And outside of that first inning, pretty well. He gave up three runs. Eight batters came to the plate on three hits and an error, too, that would have limited some of that damage. Threw up zeros the rest of the way. Now, he is responsible for Danny Bautista, who's still at first base, but hoping that his teammate, it looks like Ronan Kopp, can come in and get that final out here.
We were talking about how much the ball is traveling today. It's a good day to be a strikeout pitcher. On one side, the Lugnuts' Mitch Myers has whipped 5 through 4 innings, but he's allowed a couple of home runs. That's why it helped Maddox Bruns for him to have his strikeouts, 5 in his 3 2/3. And Ronan Kopp is one of the best strikeout pitchers in the league, Adam. coming into play today. 93 Ks in 63 innings.
Well, and you feel like Lansing, to get back into this game, they're going to need to knock a home run or two. That's kind of been their recipe lately, and that's what led them to a comeback victory yesterday. That's what led them to comeback victories on Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, they don't have a home run. Still early, though, in the bottom of the fourth inning. And for Ronan Kopp, he'll come in here and try and keep things status quo, which it's 6-3 right now. Loons in front. Through 63 innings this year, 5 home runs allowed for Kopp. Opponents batting just 185 against him. And, yeah, 63 innings, 93 strikeouts. That's pretty darn good. Just like Maddox Brun's strikeout numbers. Loons the best team in the league at getting strikeouts on the mound. Here's Colby Thomas, 0-2 today. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Bautista at first. Lansing with 4 hits today. Great Lakes with 7. By the way, Colby Thomas fired off some of the padding on, let's see, his left wrist, and it was coming off, so he just threw it out, and home plate umpire says, okay, Chad Patterson, yeah, we're going to call time. Go get that thing readjusted. So I picked it up. Now he's ready to go. Didn't want to get a pitch clock violation, though. Lefty on righty. And a throw back to first. He can't mistake the Ronan Kopp delivery because he's got that big, high right leg kick. And showing off even more, he wears the high socks up so you can see him. They're red today. Great look. So here it is, the throw home. Breaking ball, twisted back into the lower bowl, and hits a couple of chair backs. No balls, 2 strikes on Thomas.
There are some guys who are big, and they're skinny. Ronan Kopp is a power forward.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Wouldn't want to mess with him around the bucket. I bet he can dunk the ball. What do you think?
I think a lot of these guys can dunk.
0-2 pitch. On the ground, hard hit, but right at the shortstop. Freeland has it, underhand toss to second. And Yainer Fernandez catches for the force out of Bautista. That's going to do it for the fourth. A man that can't dunk, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, back on the mic when we return. 6-3, Loons lead.
I can dunk an Oreo in a milk.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
It's interesting the way that things have gone in this game. The Loons are leading the Lugnuts 6-3. The Loons left the bases loaded in the first inning. They have not stranded a runner since then. They did take the lead with 4 in the second on 2-run homers by Alex Freeland and Griffin Lockwood Powell. And then Mitch Myers found a groove. He picked off Kenneth Betancourt from first base in the second, and he set down the last 7 batters. On the other side, the Lugnuts have stranded 6 runners on base through the first 4 innings. Myers back to the hill. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell. First at bat since the home run. Betancourt and Keith to follow. 4-5-6 against the righty. And in the Lansing pen, action. Jack Owen has been warming. Righty, righty. 6-3 Loons. Myers to Lockwood Powell. Slider swung at and missed. Strike one. that short, sharp slider. At one point, it was a sweeper for Myers, and they changed it. He's found great effectiveness. Righty fires to righty. Slider drops low and away. Jacko and Adam, as the right fielder Colby Thomas was jogging out to his position to receive the baseball to play catch. Owen threw it over his head like a fade pattern. Bow back into the screen. One ball and two strikes. Hit him perfectly in stride. Went off of Thomas's glove, deflected right to his bare hand. Now we've got the race on between the home plate umpire Patterson and the bat boy. And it's won by the bat boy, who brings it back into the dugout first base side. If Patterson had got there first, that would have been the evil eye levied against the bat boy. 1-2. Fouled away right side. Ball and two strikes off the rooftop. Crowd was waiting for it to come down, but instead it bounced right over Michigan Avenue. Nobody on, nobody out. 6-3 Loons. Mitch Myers deals the 1-2. Slider outside. Ball two. Today's Big Lugs birthday party. There are mascots who RSVP'd that they could attend. We saw them down below, one by one. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, straight backward. Two balls, two strikes. The Flint Firebirds mascot is here. So is the Lansing Library System, Cattle. Their mascot is here as well. You see Captain Kirby down below. And there are mascots I do not know, Adam. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball skied out to right center. Colby Thomas is over. He's got the catch. And the fly out to right opens up the fifth inning. Kenneth Betancourt coming up next. I believe that they're readying for the birthday celebration down below in the middle of the fifth inning. Have you seen the birthday cake for Big Lug?
Oh, no, I haven't.
All right. I want you to look at this photograph and describe it to the best of your ability.
Well, it's Big Lug's favorite food.
Greg Conklin out to the mound. Myers took care of Lockwood Powell, and now he's done. Call to the bullpen and the top of the fifth inning. Myers unofficially 76 pitches to get through 4 1/3. He set down the final 8 batters that he faced. It's an Olive Burger birthday cake.
Oh, it's an Olive Burger.
Okay. It's an Olive Burger birthday cake, Adam.
Well, his bio says he's a hamburger dragon.
Well, welcome to Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, he's got the mustard, ketchup, the olive burger sauce, the burger, even bun seeds on the
sesame
burger.
Sesame seeds, yes. Amanda was very proud of those.
Those are outstanding.
Right?
Just well done.
Yes. So the burger cake will be shared amongst the mascots. And I know some other folks here who would like it to be shared with them, too. New man on the mound is John Beller, the USC Trojan.
Today we'll call Big Lug the Burger King.
Oh, well. John Beller is stepping in. Can you imagine if this was a different Lansing Lugnuts pitcher who was coming in? I was thinking Mac Lardner.
Well, you know, have it your way, Jesse.
Now you're picking up what I'm putting down. If Matt could come on after all of our burger talk. But it's John Beller instead. Beller making his 34th relief appearance. 33 games, 3-3 the record. 13 games finished, 3 saves. Out of 40 2/3 innings, he has struck out 51 batters with the league batting .268 against him.
You know what Burger King would say about John Beller?
What would they say?
You rule! Okay, I'm done.
I hope that you're not. John Beller in, Kenneth Betancourt batting right against the lefty. Loons are up 6-3. Betancourt is 2-for-2 with an RBI single in the first, a single in the second, picked off. First pitch to him. Pop foul off to the right side. The first baseman, Brennan Malone, is, what would you say, Adam, 3/5 of the way to second?
Yeah.
He's not halfway, but it's more than a third.
He's almost halfway.
Yeah. 40%? Here's the pitch. Strike two called from Beller.
It'll go about 38.7% away from first base.
I'll take it. 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Loons. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. Finale of a 6-game series. Lugs have won 3 of 5. Finale of a 12-game homestand. Lugs have won 6 of 11. The pitch. Betancourt chops it up the third base side, but wide of the bag. Foul. Schofield Sam covering the line. Over to Daniel Nava. The manager and third base coach walks over to his dugout and underhands it in. All of the mascots are milling about below. Birthday hats being sported. Two-strike pitch. On its way. Down low and away. I've seen some birthday celebrations with mascots over the years. By the way, let me make mention. The control room is all wearing their birthday hats as well. Chris, you make it look good.
Not you, though, Drake.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. A one ball, two strike pitch from Beller. Breaking ball fouled off up the left side. First hit off the foot of Betancourt.
Man, wow. Now he's got his head down.
Wow.
He really looks like a unicorn now because it's sitting on front of his hat.
Adam, you've been taking shots from Brad Tunney, the Loons broadcaster, the whole series, and you decide to take this out on somebody else?
You know, it goes from
That's
booth.
That's how you roll?
It goes from booth to booth. Tunney sits to my right. They sit to my left. Now they have to give it down to the booth to their left.
That's the worst form of a wave I have ever heard.
Well, we tried to get the wave going up here, and, you know, we couldn't do it.
Salty. One out, nobody on. 6-3 Loons. Beller readies. Deals a 1-2. Did not chase. Breaking ball bounced in. Damon Keith is waiting on deck.
You know, Chris, our PA guy, was telling everybody that I've been too sensitive on the air lately, so I figured I need to toughen up a little bit, you know?
By taking it out on somebody else?
I guess so.
Wrong move. 2-2. Serve foul off the right side. Be the bigger man.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow's an off day. Tomorrow being a Monday, you can watch Adam and I on Extra Innings on WILX, online channel 10. Joining Taylor Gattoni. Beller deals. Ground ball foul up the left side.
You know what we'll do tomorrow, Jesse? We'll take them our leftover chocolates that we've got up here.
If there are any leftovers.
Very true.
It's a great idea. Adam dropped in yesterday with a full box of chocolates and a full bag of nonpareils. Nobody on. 2-2 pitch. Low. Count is full for Betancourt. First batter for Beller. This is where Adam really enjoys all the alliteration.
I was just going to say, this is where everybody needs a Jesse Goldberg Strassler in their life. Because me, in the candy store, I had to ask what the real name was, because I call him Snowcaps. And
that works. That's an official name.
I bring him in, and you're just like, oh, yeah, the nonpareils. I'm like, goodness gracious.
The unparalleled Adam Jackson.
Guy's a machine. He knows everything.
Payoff. Ground ball foul left side. Third baseman T.J. Schofield Sam is playing every carom off the railing. He's hugging the line. He's ready for it. Wind is rustling at the American flag. Left to right across the field on a hot day in Lansing. Try again the 3-2. Chopper down toward third. Short hop pickup Schofield Sam. Throws to first. Out number two. And John Beller, after a long battle, takes care of Kenneth Betancourt.
You know they say practice makes perfect, right? And Schofield Sam, he's getting all those caroms and getting a feel for the baseball. That was a tough short hop pick. Running forward he had to make to get that throw then across the diamond.
11 pitch at bat. What I like is hopping into the air with a flick of the wrist to deliver across to Brendan Malone. Two outs, nobody on for Damon Keith. First pitch from Beller. Strike called. Loons are leading 6-3. This is feeling a little bit like other games in the series where the runs come early. And then, suddenly, the offenses are stymied. Strike one, toss to Keith. Strike two called, off speed, nabbing the outside edge. I mean, you go back to yesterday. Loons scored 3 in the first. Lugnut scored 1 in the second. 4 in the third. Loons scored 1 in the third. Loons scored 1 in the fourth. Lugnut scored 1 in the bottom of the fourth. 1 in the fifth. And then bagels after that. 7-5, Lansing 1. Here today, 2 in the first, 4 in the second for the Loons. 3 in the first for the Lugnuts. Bagels since then. The offenses have dried up early. Good pitching by Myers. Good pitching now here by Beller. 0-2. Keith went around too far. He has had 2 awkward strikeouts his last 2 times. He's 0-3 with 3 Ks today. And we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house, Lugnuts trailing Great Lakes 6-3.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ronan Kopp ended the bottom of the fourth inning, inducing a fielder's choice from Colby Thomas. And Kopp now out for his first full inning of work. The 6'7", 240-pound lefty out of Phoenix, Arizona, 21 years of age, against the 4'5", 6' batters Malone, Schofield, Sam, and Anales for Lansing. Kopp and the Great Lakes Loons on top, 6-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Lefty deals to righty. Brendan Malone waits. Initial offering from Kopp. Kicks, deals. Fastball stroked on a line to left center field. Base hit. Bittison, the center fielder, cuts it off and then juggles. Malone rounds into second. Bittison got there and then he could not collect it cleanly. Fumbled it away. Two bases for Brendan Malone. First pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning. Official score rules straight double.
Yeah, I think that's the right call. He was making the turn regardless. That means two of the three at-bats Brendan Malone has had today, the first two pitches, he's doubled. And this comes after yesterday. And the third pitch, he homered.
And that was to snap an 0-for-12 Schneid. He's fully out of it now. Runner at second, nobody out. Kopp to T.J. Schofield. Sam, breaking ball, hooks in for a called strike one. This is Nick Bertoia's pick for a home run today. Bertoia correct yesterday with Junior Perez.
Right field then, Jesse. That'd be my guess here.
0-for-2 against the starter, Maddox Bruns. Fly to left, ground out to first. Strike one toss from Kopp. Low. Ball at a strike on TJ. Schofield Sam has great pop. 5 doubles and 3 home runs. This is his 28th game as a Lugnut. Called up from single A Stockton. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Schofield Sam comes into today as well on an 8-game hitting streak. And over the course of that streak, Adam, he's also been hit by 3 pitches. So when I say hit streak, it's a hit streak. Cops 1-2. A ground ball foul hooked up the right side. Past the bullpen catcher, Colin.
You don't have to supply the context. You just supply the facts.
Yeah, that's right. Just the facts. Did you ever watch Dragnet back in the day?
I did not.
Okay, just the facts.
Lansing facts.
Ronan Kopp. In general, when he gets an out, it's usually via the strikeout. Red Sox pulled up high for the native Arizonan against the Canadian, Schofield Sam. Tries again the 1-2. Up very high, and what a job by Hewitt with the stab. 95 miles an hour and taking off on him.
You make a good point with Ronan being from Arizona, this heat's got to be nothing for him today.
Well, when I've talked to the Arizona Lugnuts, they say, the humidity, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like that at all.
Very dry out there in the desert.
Jose Di Cochea, the 2-2. Line drive hooked foul, off toward the pen. I mean, we were at the hottest in the Quad Cities, and I was talking to Brock Whittlesey, I'm talking to Jose Ticochea, the Arizona natives, and both of them said, look, we've pitched in hot conditions, but it's soupy. Feels like it's 92 degrees right now in Lansing. Cobb throws. Schofield Sam goes down swinging. Oh, that off-speed had him fooled. Up and away. One and down in the bottom of the fifth. Malone at second. A reveal. Anelay steps in. Lugnuts trailing 6-3.
We're spoiled sitting up here in the press box, but down there for the pregame show, when we go down on the field for a couple minutes, you could feel just how hot it became. So imagine these guys out there for 2.5-3 hours.
Well, there are places in the Midwest League where the broadcaster is not shielded. Anelay takes the breaking ball, bouncing in. One ball, no strikes. When we went to Cedar Rapids right after that Quad Cities trip, Adam, the air conditioning did not work, and every single day it became a sauna. Thankfully, the temps during that week were in the 80s, as compared to the hundreds in Quad Cities. But when we went to Clinton, when Clinton was in the Midwest League, or Beloit, you would lose weight and sweat it out, man. Those were tough days. I was by myself. Up on one pitch, down low. I know I've told you this story about me sitting in River City, O'Fallon, Missouri, in the Frontier League, and it was a sweat box, and I'm wearing my long pants like I am today, and I could feel that my blood sugar level had dropped, and the official score had made a bad call. Here comes David Anderson, the pitching coach, to join catcher Hewitt out there to talk with Ronan Cobb. And I knew that I was in trouble. So I stood up at the end of the half inning, and I shouted out, hey, and the official scorer looked up at me, and I said, this isn't about your bad call. I need something right now, because the heat was overcoming me, and they brought me the biggest bag of Twizzlers you've ever seen in your life, and I called the rest of the game with my mouth full.
Love that. Man, that's outstanding. Not the heat part.
It gets hot out there, and I wonder who gets affected the most. Is it the catcher's got to crouch in it with all the equipment? Is it the umpires who are out there the entire time? Aribe Alonales is 2-for-2 with an RBI single in the first, single and two steals, but stranded in the third. Now batting in the fifth. The pitch. It takes ball two from Kopp. At second, Malone, one down. Last of the fifth with the Lugnuts trailing 6-3. What's the hottest you've ever experienced?
I think going to baseball games where you just sit there in the heat out in the crowd.
Yes. Cop deals. That's low. That's ball four for Anelis, who's on for a third straight time. First and second against Cop. C.J. Rodriguez next.
My dad used to say each year, pick a game, all of us, and let's go to a Tigers game.
Yeah.
He said, don't pick July. We're not going in July. And, yeah, that's a good call.
He was right on. Rodriguez flied out to very deep left in the first inning, walked in the third. He's been locked in. The pitch hit in the air, twisting foul off the right side. Out of play for strike one. Cobb's fastball, 94 miles per hour. 6-7, so it gets on you in a hurry.
By the way, I think that was most funny about the two-week stretch that I conveniently missed, the hottest days of the year. You came back, and like 2 days later, I was like, wow, it's really not been hot this year.
Lefty fires to righty. Down and in and hit him. Bases loaded on the Cop HBP.
I can't believe he's just walking that off. That got him square, it looked like, on that front leg.
That's the baseball toughness, right? That's the do not let him see you feel any kind of pain. Right down to first base, marching the entire way with a fist bump. The first base coach, Luis Baez. CJ with his parents here.
Well, you know those catchers are built extra tough with all of the foul balls and everything they got to put up with behind the plate. This is a massive opportunity for Lansing.
Carlos Amaya swings and misses strike one. 96 and by him. Even when a catcher has to leave his spot due to nicks and bruises, that's when he just takes the first baseman's spot. Yesterday, Yainer Fernandez and Griffin Lockwood Powell switching. Lefty deals to righty, 6-3 looms. Cobb misses low.
Just, I've already forgotten about that with how many abnormal things we saw in yesterday's game.
I did not forget. Tying runs are on the bases, only one man out. Lins look for the double play. Cobb delivers. Low and in. Nice block by Hewitt. First start of the series from Max Hewitt, after we've seen Griffin Lockwood Powell and Yainer Fernandez starting a catcher through the first five games.
I think you got to be extra patient here. I know you got a strike to your name, but almost think about making Cobb throw you a strike here, because he has started to miss the zone a little bit going back to the Angeles at bat.
Rodriguez at first, Angeles at second, Malone at third. The pitch, foul the way to the right side, 2-2. The man on deck, the number 9 hitter, Colby Halter. Carlos Amaya adjusts the batting gloves. Amaya, 21 years of age, out of Punto Fijo, Venezuela. We saw his cousin earlier this year, a pitcher in the Brewers organization. Stands slightly open. He's the team barber on the team, too. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He expanded on a high fastball, and he's gone on strikes. Two down.
Really feels like if the Lugnuts are going to win this game today, they're going to have to show the depth that they have in their order and have to come through. That's the bottom of this order right now. CJ Rodriguez has reached a couple of times, but Amaya and Halter haven't been able to get aboard. This is a golden opportunity here, and Halter, chance to showcase what he's got.
He's 0 for 2. Lefty to lefty. Whacked foul in the air down the left side. Now, I think, Adam, that's a little bit deceptive about Halter. It's 1 for 12 with the Lugnuts. However, he had one that could have been a double. The official score ruled it a two-base error earlier in the series. And his last at-bat, remember, he whistled a line drive that was nabbed by Betancourt at first, an atom ball. 6-3 loons, bases juiced, two outs. The pitch, fastball high. See, Halter is not going to expand.
And he's due, like you said. He's had some good swings. That was definitely a double earlier in this game, if it's not right at the first baseman Betancourt. But can he come up in the clutch here with two outs and the bases juiced?
Full college baseball season at Florida. Now here, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Pulled the string on him. I wonder about his energy level after you go through the longest college baseball season, right? Florida and LSU got right to the end. So you play more baseball games than anybody else. And then drafted in the 17th round, sent into professional baseball, and Halter down in the Arizona Complex League, played in 11 games, hit .455, 15 for 33. Game number 5 now with the Lugnuts. Top of the order waiting on deck. Ronan Kopp with the 1-2 pitch to Halter. Here it comes. Fastball high. Kopp has gotten himself into trouble. He is not located right. That one was where he wanted it to be. Halter did not climb the ladder. Try the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. On its way. The breaking ball stroked foul up the right side. Off the railing, Luis Baez grabs as the first base coach. We saw Ronan Kopp all the way at the very start of the year, Adam. He was the opening day starter for the Loons. Kopp holds, high hold, and steps off the rubber.
And if he gets aboard here, whether it's a base hit, it's a walk, however he gets on, you got the top of the order next. It could turn into a big two-out rally, but it's got to start with Halter first.
A break even from Kopp. Foul the way to the left. That opening day, go back to April the 7th. Kopp struck out 6 in 3 innings. He allowed 2 hits and 1 run. Max Muncy with an RBI double in the very first inning. Lugnuts went on to beat the Loons 4-3 in 10. En route to a season opening 3-game sweep. Here they are looking for the series victory. Sunday in August. Loons have not lost a road series all year. Halter takes ball 3 down and away. Loons scored 2 in the top of the first. Lugnuts grabbed the lead with 3 in the bottom half. But the Loons then scored 4 in the top of the second inning. 2 on homers Freeland and Lockwood Powell. They're up 6-3. Action pitch. Payoff with 2 outs. Swing and a miss. The fastball up from Cop. Halter did expand. He's gone, and the threat is over. Cop strikes out three to Strand three. And as we go to the sixth inning, it's still the Loon six and the Lugnuts three.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
With the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth inning, Ronan Kopp strikes out Carlos Amaya and Colby Halter. And the Lugnuts continue to trail the Great Lakes Loon 6-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, alongside Adam Jaxa. 7-8-9 here for the top of the sixth inning. John Beller on the hill. Beller deals to Nick Bettison on a called strike to begin things. Bettison, Guerra, Hewitt, right-handed batter, lefty, against the left-hander, Beller, out of Manhattan Beach, California. Let's it fly. Up and away. One ball, one strike on Bettison. 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to shortstop. Adam, I've got a prediction to make when it comes to Nick Bettison. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. My guess is next year he's going to be one of the Loon's best players, one of their best hitters at the start of the year.
I'm going to write that one down.
Fourth rounder last year out of Virginia Tech. One, two pitch. Takes it low. Promoted up to Great Lakes after playing in 64 games for Rancho Cucamonga. He hit 240. Four doubles, three triples, seven home runs. So finishing up his first full professional season. Bettison swings, lofts it over first, and down into shallow right field for a base hit. Colby Thomas picks it up and gets it in. And Bettison has the leadoff single. I think that he could be a guy to watch out for in 2024.
Well, they'll want that, too, because he's sitting at, he's 23 years old. Mm-hmm. So they want him, and of course he wants to as well, move up the system quick and try and get up to the bigs in his prime, mid-20s.
Signed for $382,500 as the fourth rounder last year. Fourth rounder for the A's, Jacob Waters, pitched earlier in the series. Swing and a miss, strike one for Luis Guerra. And Luis Guerra, I think, could also very much be a huge part in the Loon's plans for next year. 19 years of age, third baseman's 0-2. 6-3 Loons, nobody out. The pitch. A ground ball hit towards short. Annalise picks it up. Beats second. One. Turned it to first. Two. Double play. Annalise to Halter to Malone. 6-4-3.
It's just really not many days where we go without watching a double play turned by the Lansing Lugnuts.
It's something that I don't think you nor I take for granted. How many double plays they've turned this year and how easy they make it look.
108. My goodness.
And now Beller against Max Hewitt. Two outs, nobody on. Great Lakes leading 6-3 in the sixth. Hewitt takes ball one low.
You talk about that being a pitcher's best friend. We know the Lugnuts, their Achilles heel has been their pitching, trying to get better. There's been moments of good, but one thing that has helped them all season long, those double plays, they continue to turn.
Lefty to lefty, the 1-0 stays inside. So Adam mentioned all of those Lugnuts double plays, 108. Meanwhile, you know how many double plays the Lugnuts offense has hit into? 56 entering play today. Chopper up the middle, right of the mound. It's Adelaide, the shortstop, right of second base, who fires to first for the out, and Beller faces the minimum. Arebiel showing off his range on a day that Jacob Wilson gets the game off. 5.5 complete. John Beller picking up right where Mitch Myers left off. And as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Lugnuts are trailing the Loons 6-3.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Ronan Kopp is done and Juan Murillo is in for the Great Lakes Loons. In the bottom of the sixth inning, protecting a 6-3 lead. The right-hander Murillo comes in with a 3.27 ERA. 22 innings worked, 29 strikeouts, 18 walks. Righty to righty, deals to Junior Perez. Up and in, ball one. Radio ball. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Let's do some baseball slang here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Perez, Batista Jr., and Thomas as Perez takes a called strike. Ronan Kopp is out after an inning and a third. One hit, no runs, one walk, three strikeouts. Hit a batter with a pitch. Starter Maddox Bruns, 3 2/3. The 1-1. Perez takes a called strike two. Bruns struck out 5, walked 4, allowed 4 hits, and 3 first inning runs. Nothing since then for Lansing. Perez is 0-2 with a walk, a steal, a run scored in the first. 2 strikeouts since. 1-2 is coming. He swings and it's a high drive to center. Bennison is at the wall. It is gone. 413 feet for Junior Perez. Home run number 10. And the Nuts trail 6-4. Dead center field.
Back-to-back days for Junior. That was crushed. Wow, what a swing.
Now Danny Batista Jr. Here's the pitch from Murillo. Bunted up the third base side. Guerra picks it up and eats it. Bunt single immediately following the home run.
That's how you get things started. Nice bomb, and then lay one down, catch the defense off guard, and Lansing gets their first two to reach, and they are right back in this game.
When Murillo pitched earlier in this series, he allowed his first home run of the year, two-run shot to Daniel Susak out to right center. So there was home run number two. And there's Danny Bautista Jr. at first, which means Colby Thomas is the game-tying run. Righty to righty. Fly ball center field. Nick Bettison backtracks. In front of the warning track, he's got the catch. And back to first, Bautista Jr. at number one. Mayer taking some confident swings against Maria.
Sometimes you almost wish the in-between inning banter could hit the air, Jesse. We were just talking about there's no way this hot offense for the Lugnuts can be shut out from hitting home runs on a day like this. And two big flies here in this sixth inning.
Brennan Malone homered yesterday. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Fastball high. Ball one. Malone is 2-for-3 today with an RBI double in the first, strikeout in the third, a double in the fifth inning. Great Lakes 6, Lansing 4. Bautista Jr. speed at first. The deal. Strike called across the inside corner. So, Junior Perez, the first Lugnut to reach double digits in home runs this year. Malone has 7. He takes a ball off the outside edge. 2-1. Danny Bautista Jr., 18 steals. Does he run? Long hold. Danny stays put, and Malone lines a base hit to right field, hopping to Damon Keith. Bautista Jr. checks in a second as the throw comes in. Oppo single for Malone, a three-hit game.
Well, the top of the order again, they're doing the job, and they're doing it without Wilson at the top today, and no Daniel Susak. This is where they need a little help. TJ Schofield, Sam, sitting in the five spot, 0-for-3 today. Angeles has picked it up, but outside of him, no hits through the 5-through-9 hitters. Again, you just feel like if Lansing's going to come back here, they're going to have to do it with their offense. They're going to need the bottom of the order to start producing to win this series.
Let's see what TJ Schofield, Sam has in store for Maria. The number 5 hitter is 0-for-3. A flyout, a groundout, a strikeout. Left-handed batter against the righty. 2-1-1 down. The pitch. Drilled left center field. Back goes Nick Bettison in front of the wall. Jumps up. Can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Around third base, Bautista Jr. scores. Windmill for Brennan Malone. Relay throw late. Tie game. 2-run double. TJ Schofield, Sam. 6-6. In the sixth.
Ask what TJ Schofield Sam can supply and receive. A 2-run double, big swing, and the Nuts have completely flipped this game after we had been scoreless since the third inning. What a swing right there, and what a swing of events in this sixth inning for the Nuts offense.
The Loons pitchers have not retired A. Rebiel Angeles yet today. Single in the first, single in the third, walk in the fifth. Now in the sixth, one out. First pitch, he takes, strike called, taking all the way. He does not try to disguise it. Right-hander against right-hander. Murillo looks back at Schofield Sam. A left leg kick in the pitch. Golfed high in the air down the left field line. That ball's toward the pole, and it is foul.
That hit off the pole that holds the netting up. That's to the left of the foul fair pole.
It's the wrong pole.
My goodness.
It's painted gray, Lugnuts gray, not foul pole yellow.
Unreal. How tantalizing is that?
It's no balls and two strikes for Murillo. Anales reaches out, spoils this pitch foul off the right side. CJ Rodriguez is on deck. 2 in the first, 4 in the second for the Loons. 3 in the first, 3 here in the sixth for the Nuts. Murillo to Anales. Here it comes. He takes a called strike 3. Inside corner at the knees. First strikeout for Murillo. 2 gone. Here's CJ Rodriguez. Productive day for the DH with a deep fly out to left, a walk, and an HBP.
I was going to say, Jess, you don't see Angeles get upset like that too much, but he was flustered with that one.
Murillo fires. Starts him off with a called strike. Fastball from Murillo. That fastball, by the way, is 97 miles per hour. He has thunder in that right arm. 6'1", 210-pounder from Maracaibo. Deals. Broke it down. One ball and one strike.
Feels like there's another home run for the Nuts in this game. I don't know where it's coming from, but I know this guy right here is capable. He had a big swing earlier.
Schofield Sam's at second. Just tied things up with a two-run double. One ball, one strike delivery. Inside. Now the man on deck, Carlos Amaya. And in the Lansing pen, the bearded one, Brock Whittlesey, is warming up. Boy, the Lugnuts pitchers have kept them in this game. Mitch Myers and John Bell are facing the minimum, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. Murillo's pitch. Strike two called to Rodriguez. 97 again. CJ has been discerning, right? He's been watching these pitches come in. The catcher from Vanderbilt. Here it is. A swing and a line drive up the middle. A base hit in the center field. Middle infielders take one another out. Schofield Sam scores. It's a car wreck in center as Bittison underhands it in. RBI single Rodriguez and a 7-6 Lugnuts lead. And now Equal Cato, the athletic trainer for the Great Lakes Loons, is out to check on the shortstop Freeland and the second baseman Fernandez.
Yainer Fernandez has just been taking a beating in this series. He's been playing multiple positions, and those two on just a little seeing eye bouncer right back up the middle, hitting that perfect spot, and they're both going for it as fast as they can to try and get the out, and can't stop and run into each other.
It's one thing to have the lead lost. It's another thing when health enters the mix. And so two different players being examined, and especially, Adam, as you said, Yainer Fernandez. They are looking at his right leg right now. Both players giving maximum effort. The Lansing Lugnuts athletic trainer Eric Fast immediately sprinted out, understanding that two athletic trainers would be needed in shallow center field. My goodness. Because of the situation, because the crowd understood, it went from the excitement of the crowd of the Lugnuts taking the lead with their fourth run in this bottom of the sixth inning. CJ Rodriguez coming through, and then you could feel that hush fall over everybody. And the Loons personnel sprinting out to look at Fernandez and Freeland.
It's one of those things you don't want to see. Not two guys colliding, sprinting as fast as they can at one another, trying for the baseball, and you're just hoping that both of them are okay.
Well, Yainer is up, jogging in shallow left field to see how that leg is doing. Thumbs up from the athletic trainer. All right, now how's Alex Freeland doing as he goes jogging in shallow center field? And we're hoping for best case scenario for the Great Lakes Loons. CJ Rodriguez standing at the top step of the dugout. He just had that RBI single. He's going to come out and take first base. But they've cleared the field to allow the Loons a chance to check out the middle infielders. Eric Fast back first base side. Equal Cato back third base side. And they are staying in. Alex Freeland still testing it out at short. But for the moment, Adam, it appears that we have dodged the worst for Great Lakes.
Which is great news. Again, you don't want to see injuries. This has been an excellent series between both teams. And both teams want to win today, obviously, close out the series on the right foot. And glad that those guys, having a quick convo behind second base, they're okay at least to stay in this game.
Carlos Amaya is the next batter. 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Remember, he loves to ambush. Swings early. One on, two outs. 7-6 Nuts. The pitch fouled back into the screen. Fastball in on his hands at 94 from Juan Murillo. Right-hander against right-hander. This sixth inning began with a solo shot to center by Junior Perez. That has sparked a four-run rally. Maya takes ball one low and away. Danny Bautista Jr. then reached on the bunt single, perfectly dropped down the third base side. Colby Thomas flied out, but Brendan Malone singled him to second. Both scored in the Schofield Sam double, and then after the Analea strikeout, the Rodriguez single broke the tie. Mario fires. Popped up by Amaya back our way. Here it comes, Adam. Just below us into the seating bowl. Ball and two strikes on Amaya.
And I wasn't ready for that one.
It's okay.
You were.
Yes, I was watching it the whole way, and I was not calling for it. That's the shortstop's ball. 1-2 on Amaya. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit to second. Yainer Fernandez grabs. On her hands to Freeland. The middle infielder is immediately involved. Freeland forces out Rodriguez, and they jog off the field together after their scary collision in shallow center on the Rodriguez RBI single. But CJ single caps a four-run rally. Five hits. The homer by Perez. And as we go to the seventh, the Lugnuts now lead the Loons by a 7-6 score. Adam Jackson returns with a call when we return.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, a brand new ball game. Lansing gets 4-6. They're up 7-6 in the series finale and now find themselves 9 outs away from a victory, but still have to go through this Loons order a few different times potentially, and it starts here. Back facing the top of the order, Taylor Young, Alex Freeland, and Yainer Fernandez. Those last two, the two that just collided with one another at short and second base. Brock Whittlesey is the new man in. Ready on ready, the pitch home. Whittlesey slings it outside. One ball, no strikes. A 26-year-old righty, four-seam and two-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup. Throws home. That's down low, two balls, no strikes. Last time the top of the order came up, they went down 1-2-3. Before that, the two times, they hadn't been retired. 2-0. That's in there, bottom of the zone, strike one. Whittlesey last pitched on Friday night, just a third of an inning. That was it. Throws home. On the ground, bounced foul, third base side, 2-2. Then he pitched just before that on August 15th against Great Lakes. Went two innings, gave up two hits, no runs with a strikeout. So his third appearance this week against the Loons. So far has not surrendered a run, trying to keep that going today. It really has turned into a bullpen game now through the final three innings. Who's going to have the better bullpen? If Lansing does, they will win the series. If Great Lakes does, they will halve the series. Lansing will head out on the road to Dayton after the off day tomorrow. Then they're back here against West Michigan. Then they're out to Lake County to finish up the season. 2-2 pitch. Slider outside and we're full.
Adam, it might be distracted from it because of the Pedro Santos three-run homer allowed in the ninth. Lugnuts have received some great relief performances in this series.
3-2 pitch. Hard hit, foul down that third base side. If they hadn't, they wouldn't have won games 1 and 2.
Yes, I mean, exactly.
Both those were one-run wins yesterday. I mean, every single one of their wins, they've had to dodge late loon rallies to get their three victories. And yes, let one slip away on Friday, but bounced back last night. 3-2 pitch. Popped up left field. That's hit pretty well. Bautista Jr. going back. And at the front edge of the warning track makes the catch. That gives you an idea there. It looked like Taylor Young got under that ball, but it still carried out to the warning track. That baseball flying today. So Young retired on a flyout for a second straight time, and now here's Alex Freeland. Curious to see how this goes. Remember, he was just involved in that collision up the middle on the C.J. Rodriguez RBI single to give the Nuts the 7-6 lead right now. Pitch home. Left-hander takes it a little bit inside. Freeland started the game with a double and a home run. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Comes up for the first time here in the seventh. 1-0. Popped up. Third base side. Back goes T.J. Schofield-Sam. Tracking in foul territory and ran out of room before the baseball dropped down in the bullpen area. Just couldn't quite get there. Boy, it looked like he wasn't running extremely fast. I don't think he knew where that baseball was because that thing only landed a few feet in front of him. So I think he lost that. Otherwise, he may have had a chance to make a tremendous catch, but the sun's still out in full force, and you're running behind you to try and make that catch. 1-1 pitch. It's outside, 2-1. Lugnuts with 3 runs in the first, 4 runs in the sixth to give them 7. Now on 10 hits. Out hitting the Loons 10-8. The pitch. Off speed outside, 3-1. The Loons got those 2 runs in the first, 4 runs in the second, but Lansing has blanked them over the last 4 innings. 3-1 pitch. Way outside, ball 4. Does not feel like this game will finish 7-6. So we will see what happens the rest of the way, but these are two really good offenses, and they've showcased it this week. Lansing has showcased it the last 2 weeks here at home.
Adam, I want you to keep in mind, Brock Whittlesey has picked off 2 runners from first base this year. He's also a ground ball pitcher, and Yainer Fernandez grinds into a lot of double plays.
And Freeland's going to try and go early. Pitches in there. Strike one. That's kind of been the way that the Loons have tried to combat those double plays, even though they continue to happen, is go early in counts and try and run out of that double play opportunity. One out in the seventh, runner at first. 7-6, Lug lead. The pitch. There goes Freeland. Throw down to second on his knees. That is in time. The tag applied by Colby Halter. That was beautiful from Carlos Amaya. And the bases are clear, 2 away.
It's no jump, first of all, for Freeland, but Amaya has such a quick release, and that throw is as accurate as you could get.
That's got to feel good for Carlos Amaya, because earlier in the game, that last run-scoring half inning in the second, he had committed catcher's interference. Next play, a stolen base that he wasn't able to throw down, and then a home run. 1-1 pitch. That's inside. 2 balls and a strike. Fernandez had to tighten up that nearly. Got him in the wrist. Right there, Fernandez. Amaya threw a strike, and Halter put it on him. That pitch is in there, and it's called strike 3. All right, so that's it. 2-1 is what it said on the video board. That apparently was not the count. So we are done here in the seventh inning after the walk to Freeland. We'll stretch it out. Lansing leads 7-6.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get.
All right, ready to go in the bottom of this seventh inning. Lansing leading 7-6 thanks to a four-run six. Juan Murillo's day is done. And Jack Dreyer now coming in. His first pitch. That's down low to the nine hitter, Colby Holzer. 7 runs on 10 hits for the Nuts. After trailing 6-3, they turned the script in that sixth inning. The pitch home. It's on the outside corner, strike one. Dreyer has been pitching very well for the Loons. So trying to come in and shut down this Lugnut offense. The pitch home. High hopper over towards first. Fair ball. Backs up Betancourt. Now runs towards the bag and safe the call. Dreyer didn't get there in time. Well, it backed up Betancourt because it was hit so hard. And then he couldn't get to the bag in time because Holzer was flying down the line. And Dreyer was late off the mound. And that's an infield single for Colby Holzer, who deserves it after he had the rocket that was caught by Betancourt earlier in the fourth inning.
Isn't it funny how things balance out?
It sure is. And Colby Holzer, that's got to feel good for him. He was 0-3 today, a couple strikeouts, left the bases loaded last time up. Now here's Junior Perez. There goes Holzer to second. It's fouled back off the netting, though. Junior Perez homered in his last time up to start that four-run rally.
Hang on. I'm sorry to interrupt. We've talked about fielders losing their caps. Second baseman Fernandez lost his cap just moving over to second base for a potential play. That seems unnecessary. I'm sorry, Adam. Back to you.
No, you're good. Let's get him some hat glue or something. He's got his hat readjusted and set back on his head now. Here's the pitch home. That's outside. 1-1. Dreyer, by the way, his numbers just up over 2 with his ERA through 37 games, 33 walks, 64 strikeouts. Opponents batting just 165 against the lefty. Only has given up 1 home run. The pitch, way up high. 2-0 as that brought Max Hewitt out of his crouch. They play Junior to pull with the first base side of the infield wide open. Fernandez at second base is almost behind the bag at second, and then Betancourt is holding on Holzer at first base. So a punch to the right side of the diamond is an easy base hit. 2-1 pitch. And Perez tries to go that way as he shoots it foul just under the kicking legs of Luis Baez, who had to get out of the way there. But that's the right idea right there from Junior. 2-2 count.
That looked like an Adam Jackson pickleball shot.
Yeah. That looked like a Daniel Susak base hit shot. Dreyer with the 2-2 pitch, a long hold here. Now throws back to first instead. Pickleball, great game. You should go play it again sometime.
It was our game of summer.
That's right.
Have you talked to Brad Tunney at all about Jack Dreyer and Rubik's Cubes?
I think I remember him telling a little bit about that. 2-2 pitch, there goes Holzer to second. Yanked out to left field, hit well, and that ball is off the top of the wall. Young had no idea where it was. It carried him back in left field. Holzer coming in to score. Perez stops at second. RBI double, 8-6 Lugnuts. Taylor Young didn't know where that baseball was, and because it just stayed in at about the 21, 22-foot mark of the 23-foot wall, it took a long carom back out to left field, and Perez was thinking about 3.
Junior's dominating. Pitch in from Jack Dreyer, and he brought his hands in, and he clobbered it. If that ball is hit a couple of feet to the right side, that's a 2-run homer.
Talking about Rubik's Cubes, Junior Perez has been able to solve these Loons pitchers today. The pitch, in there. Strike one to Danny Bautista. So has Danny. He's reached all 4 times with 2 walks and 2 singles. Mind you, this is without them doing it with their last two first-round picks in Daniel Susak and Jacob Wilson. The pitch popped up right field. Carrying back is Keith. Goes towards the track into the corner. Makes the catch. Junior Perez tags from second. The throw goes into second. Perez is at third. And there's the first out of this seventh inning.
By the way, the control room would like you to know that they approve.
They approve? What happened?
They approve. They thought that you've dropped some good lines here this half inning.
Knowledge. The Rubik's Cube? Okay. Drake, he approves.
Jack Dreyer does a Rubik's Cube, as far as we know, faster than any other player in minor league baseball. And he's also a Rubik's Cube artist. He used Rubik's Cubes to recreate the Loons logo at Dow Diamond.
Here's Colby Thomas with the infield in. First pitch, knee high, strike one. Rubik's Cubes, not easy to figure out, but it is so fascinating to watch individuals that can solve them so quickly.
There's an algorithm.
0-1 pitch, yanked up in the air, deep center field, could get the run in. Bittison underneath of it, makes the catch. Here comes Junior Perez, throw goes to second. Sack fly, Colby Thomas. Perez scores 9-6 nuts. So massive half innings. Lansing has done what Great Lakes did backwards in the first and the second. Loons scored two and then four. Lansing has scored four in the sixth and now two here in the seventh.
It's just good offense. Junior Perez doubles. And so a couple of fly balls later, he's in. The Loons have had a base runner here and there, and they have not done a thing with them.
Here comes Brennan Malone. First pitch breaking ball up high. Ball one. Lansing has really flipped the script again. We hadn't seen many multiple run outbursts from them this week. The pitch home, up high, two balls, no strikes. But they're doing it today, and they needed to after the Loons had that big four-run second and again the two-run first. Lansing was quickly down 6-3 after they scored three in that first frame. The pitch home, inside, three balls, no strikes. Malone has been part of the offensive outburst, RBI double, double in the fifth, single, run scored in the sixth. 12 hits today for Lansing. The pitch, that's down the chute, 3-1. And again, we just told you how good Jack Dreyer's been. They're doing it against the lefty who has been really tough to hit. Pitch home, on the outside corner, called strike two. Junior Perez was about a foot or two away, or the ball a foot or two away to the right of exiting the yard would have been just Dreyer's second home run allowed. 3-2. That's inside and low at the shoe tops, ball four. And the inning continues for TJ Schofield-Sam. It was 6-3 after two, and then we didn't see any runs until that last bottom of the sixth when Lansing got jump-started by the Junior Perez homer. They've now scored six runs after that in the last two frames, and part of that was TJ Schofield-Sam, a two-run double. The pitch home. That's a wild pitch that gets away from Hewitt up to second. Goes Brennan Malone. Lansing Lugnuts making this Loon pitching staff uncomfortable today. Loons in danger of dropping a second straight series. They lost four of six at home to West Michigan last week. They have not lost a road series all season. 1-0 pitch. Yanked back foul. Schofield-Sam 0 for his first three. Fly out, ground out, strikeout. But then the two-run double in the sixth. Now trying to deliver with two outs in the seventh. Malone at second. Lefty on lefty matchup. 1-1 pitch. Outside. 2-1. The pitch. Popped up. Foul right above us here at press level. Two balls, two strikes on Schofield-Sam. Maroonish red bat in hand as he climbs back in from the left side of the box. Playing him to pull up the right side of the diamond. Dreyer's 2-2. Just wide. Schofield-Sam thought about swinging around on it, and it was just an inch or two off the plate, and we're full 3-2. Just really good at bats up and down the lineup here for Lansing. 9-6 Lugnut lead. The pitch home. Outside, ball four. He took another close one. That one was a little bit farther outside. But it's back-to-back walks. And here comes Arribio Angeles. But first, David Anderson, the pitching coach, heading out there to have a discussion with Dreyer. What an offensive performance by the Lansing Lugnuts. And Jesse mentioned this earlier. Can Lansing get something from the bottom part of the order? It felt like they needed that to help kind of get the consistent flow in this lineup and see if they can produce. And since then, Kobe Halter, a single in this half inning. C.J. Rodriguez, single, walk, HBP. Arribio Angeles has got a couple of hits and a walk. T.J. Schofield-Sam has now had a two-run double and a walk. You're seeing the depth once again of the Lansing Nine on display. They have helped produce 9 runs on 12 hits today and a 9-6 lead. First pitch to Arribio Angeles. High hopper over towards third, and that gets past the third baseman, Guerra, into left field. The wave around coming. Here's the throw, and it's late as Malone slides in safe. Another RBI single from Arribio Angeles to give the Nuts an even 10 runs. Stay hot, Arribio Angeles. Schofield Sam to second. Angeles at first, and here's C.J. Rodriguez, who's reached 3 times, as just mentioned. The 8th batter to the plate against Jack Dreyer. 10-6 Nuts. The pitch. That's inside. Ball 1. Boy, we thought we saw a wacky one last night. I raise you Sunday afternoon.
Arribio, by the way, Adam, now hitting over 300 in the month of August. 306.
1-0 pitch. Sent foul first base side. 1-1. I mean, and you said it earlier, in this series specifically, he's been so good. He's now got 9 hits in 18 at-bats.
Uh-huh.
That's 500. Every other time he comes to the plate, he's getting a base hit. Ridiculous. 1-1. That's up high. 2 balls and a strike. And that's not even the half of it. He's driving in runs as well. 4 knocked in. A walk yesterday, another stolen base today. Another walk today, 2 stolen bases. That one's fly foul. And a grab down there from the gentleman. Right off the carom of the ribbon board. 2-2 count to C.J. Rodriguez. 10-6 Nuts, 3 runs in this 7th. The pitch. Breaking ball is outside, and Jack Dreyer just nibbling. And his confidence continues to grow for Lansing. Does Rodriguez have a potential knockout punch here? 3-2 pitch. On the inside corner called strike 3, and that is going to do it. But a big half inning for Lansing. 3 more hits and 3 more runs. They've extended their lead. It's 10-6 after 7 at Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
What an eruption from the Lansing Lugnuts. They've all of a sudden scored 7 straight runs to take a 10-6 lead. against the Great Lakes Loons and now are six outs away from a series victory. This Loons offense so dangerous, though. There'll be 4, 5, and 6 coming up. Griffin Lockwood Powell, Kenneth Betancourt, Damon Keith against Brock Whittlesey, who's out for his second inning of work after a 1-2-3 frame against the top of the order in the seventh. Righty on righty matchup, the pitch home. That comes in, nearly caught Lockwood Powell. He was able to twist out of the way, 1-0. Loons haven't scored since that second inning. They've been shut down since. Lugnuts now with 13 hits. Loons have 8. 1-0. Lifted. Out to left field. Hit well. Bautista Jr. is back, and Griffin Lockwood Powell has left the yard again. Number 12 has number 12, and the Loons have made it a 3-run game. The man that cycled earlier this week now has a 2-homer day in the series finale.
You tell me that he wasn't this good when you saw him in Mount Pleasant.
I didn't see him in 2019. That is the year that he took off. Pitch home. Here's a bouncing ball. Third base side. Charging is Schofield Sam. Throws to first. It's late. Grabbed by Malone. And the Loons do the same thing the Lugnuts did in that sixth inning. Home run and then a base hit on a bunt single. And the first two have reached here in the eighth. So there you go. Right on cue. This Loon offense. Don't go anywhere. 10-7. Officially, even more of a football score now. Here's Damon Keith. Pitch home. That's down low. 1 ball, no strikes. So what? We've had a cycle this week. We've had two different players homer twice in a game. Daniel Susak did it in the series opener on Tuesday. Craig Conklin pops out of the dugout. Loose ball there. Pitch home. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes.
On the note of football, can I offer a podcast recommendation?
What do you got?
The Joe Randoms Sports Podcast. Are you aware of it?
I'm not.
Stephen Thayer, the man in charge of strength and conditioning for the Lugnuts, co-hosts it.
This pitch is flied back. Strike one.
So I was listening while I was doing my pregame work earlier today as they previewed the NFC. They've got their AFC football preview coming up next. Steve is the host of this podcast with his friends from back home.
Wow.
It will not surprise you to know that they're picking the 49ers to win everything.
2-1 pitch. Popped up. Center field. Perez doesn't know where it's at. Looking for it. Now he finds it to his left. Gliding over makes the catch. And there's the first out of the eighth. What's the name of the podcast?
The Joe Randoms Sports Podcast.
Are there Joes on this podcast?
Not a single one, but they are random. They are random Joes. Your average Joes.
Your Joe Schmoes.
But instead of average, they are random.
Okay.
They're great friends and
dodgeball fans.
It's a bold move for them to name their podcast that name.
The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike one.
But when I found out from Stephen Thayer that he had a podcast, I thought, I want to listen to this. This is great.
The 0-1 pitch. Hard hit over towards Angeles. Diving grab as he loses his sunglasses to take away a base hit. Two outs. That guy is having himself a series. And I tell you what, if you're playing shortstop in this series, and that's both Lugnuts and Loons related, you are having yourself a series.
We've been seeing great plays from Jacob Wilson defensively every day that he's in. He's idle today, and A. Rebiel Anales has not missed a beat.
Alex Freeland for the Loons has been tremendous. Luis Guerra steps in. Grounds it foul. 10-7, Lugs lead, top 8. 10 hits now for the Loons, 13 for the Lugnuts. So we've had 17 runs, 23 hits, and 2 errors. That's a full day.
Oh, Big Lug wanted some offense on his birthday.
I don't know why he wouldn't. Go back to first. I mean, what? 27 years of baseball watching. That guy's got to love the home runs. Got to love the big days at the plate.
Mascots dig the long ball.
That's right. 0-1. Lifted out to left field. Not deep. Coming in is Bautista underneath of it. Now takes a half step back. Two hands on it. Makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So a leadoff homer from Griffin Lockwood Pyle. His second today. He's had a tremendous series as well. Is the damage. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 10-7. Lugnuts lead.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Lug lead to the bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing trying to tack on some more here. Carlos Amaya, Colby Halter, and Junior Perez coming up. And they will face another new man out there for the Great Lakes Loons, Benoni Robles.
Or, you know, Robles.
Robles. There we go. The pitch home. On the ground, first third base side, strike one. You tell me that the phonetical version that they've got here on the guy doesn't look like what I said. You seen Blaise there with B-L-E-S?
It is exactly as you just said.
And man, I'm reading it straight from their roster, but I'll take the L on that one. I apologize.
He's been very good this year at the back end of their pen.
And the Loons need a stopper right now because Lansing just keeps scoring. 7 runs in the last 2 innings. The pitch. Bouncing ball over towards third, but that scoots through between Freeland and Guerra. Base hit Amaya. Wide turn at first base. And he'll shoot back to the bag, but he is on for the first time. And that means now that every Lugnut has reached safely outside of Colby Thomas, who delivered a sac fly earlier in this game. So productive bats throughout the 9 today have helped 10 runs on 14 hits. Now really is a football score, even with the hits. 14 hits, 10 hits for the Loons. 10-7, Lug lead. The pitch home. Halter smashes it up in the air. Foul. Sweet level to our left. Strike one. The lefty set from the stretch. High red socks on. Looks over at first. Comes home. Down low, 1-1.
What I appreciate about Colby Halter and watching him more and more is how calm and comfortable he is.
He's had some good at-bats today. Did have 2 strikeouts, but even one of those strikeouts, a long at-bat. Lined out, base hit. 1-1. Hard hit right at the second baseman. This is going to be 2. It's caught by Fernandez. Throw to first, and they double up the nuts. So the base is clear for Junior Perez.
Colby Halter could have had himself a 3-hit game if he hadn't hit 2 Adam balls right at him.
That's just unfortunate. All right, well, here comes Junior Perez. A walk, a home run, and a double. Stolen a base, scored 3 runs, mixed in between 2 strikeouts. We'll see if we can sneak in the trivia answer for you here in just a moment. 10-7 Lugs, 2 outs, bottom 8. The pitch. That's in there, strike 1. We asked you back in the 4th inning, One pitcher today, about 50 years ago against the Tigers, threw 19 strikeouts, but lost 1-0. The 0-1 pitch. That's inside and low. One ball, one strike.
Leanne Cook writes in, was it Nolan Ryan?
Yeah, it's a pretty good guess, right, to go with Nolan Ryan? Well, she is correct. Nolan Ryan of the Angels struck out 19 in an 11-inning loss to the Tigers, 1-0. 1-1. Check swing down low, 2-1. So there you go.
Do you know what Nolan Ryan's first name was? Lynn.
Really?
L-Y-N-N, Lynn Nolan Ryan.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that one. 2-1. That's inside. Three balls and a strike.
Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr., their first name, George. George Kenneth Griffey. Do you know about Chris Webber's first name?
3-1. Popped up behind home plate. No, you're just giving me all the first names right now.
Macy, and I'm done.
Wait, Cy Young's, because I forget his, but I know you know his.
Cy Young, Denton True Young. Denton. Cy for Cyclone.
There we go. Knowledge, man. Baseball facts. Three, two, pitch. Inside, ball four, and Junior Perez has reached again. His second walk today, his fourth time reaching. They simply just cannot get this man out.
Well, he's not giving away plate appearances. He is not giving in.
Danny Bautista Jr. getting ready to come to the plate, but a pitching visit first.
It's a three-run game. It's a safe situation sort of game. And you know if Junior sees his opportunity, he's going to try to steal second base. By the way, Captain Hook, Charles Hall, is getting ready for the ninth inning.
Okay. I'll try and potentially get the final three outs. Lansing up 10-7 right now. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Bautista has been so good today. He has reached almost every time. Swings and misses. RBI single in the first. Walk in the second and the fourth. Single in the sixth. Flied out to right in the seventh. 10-7 Lugnuts. Two outs. Perez, good speed at first base. Wonder if he tries to get another here. There he goes, 0-2, inside, no throw down to second. It's a stolen base again for Junior Perez, his second today. And a nice take, and a nice pitch to run, and it came in and up on Bautista Jr.
So two walks, two steals, two extra base hits, two runs batted in.
Now, can he keep with the theme as we get a quick visit out on the hill from Max Hewitt? Every time that Junior's been on, he scored. In the first, he got the first run of the game on after his walk and stolen base. Homered in the sixth. And then an RBI double in the seventh. He came around to score the ninth Lugnut run. They currently lead 10-7. It's going to take a two-out hit from Danny Bautista Jr. or somebody else.
He's favoring that right foot, that right leg, grimacing at second base.
1-2 pitch. Reached out, poked out to right field, backing up Keith, and he will come just in front of the warning track, makes the catch. So this time Junior Perez will not score, and the Lugnuts unable to get any runs in this half inning, but they lead 10-7, three outs away from a series victory. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back to tell you if they can do it after this.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A fine day at the old ball yard as we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts 10, the Loons 7. Can Charles Hall put this one on ice on a hot day in Lansing, Michigan? Temperature right now, 87 degrees. Heat index feels like it's 94. Lugnuts 3 outs away from the 3-run win. Max Hewitt, first man up, righty deals to lefty. And he starts him off with a fastball high. Ball 1. Hewitt, Young, Freeland, 9-1-2 batters in the order for the Great Lakes Loons. Here's the pitch. And that's in there for a called strike with the wrinkle. Max Hewitt out of the 9-hole, 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a couple of groundouts. Hall fires. Curveball bounced foul right side. 1-2. So you've got Hall relieving Brock Whittlesey, who took over for John Beller. And Lugnuts pen, another fine job today. Starter today was Mitch Myers. A 1-2 is on its way. That's up high and outside. Now I want you to keep this in mind when it comes to Mitch's line. Myers allowed 2 runs in the first inning and 4 in the second. But then he went on to blank the Loons in the third, the fourth, and 1 out into the fifth inning. Hall's 2-2 for Hewitt. Below the knees, count is full. The starter Myers, 4 1/3 inning, 7 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. John Beller then 1 1/3, scoreless, 1 hit, 1 strikeout. Brock Whittlesey then came on the 7th, the 8th. A swing and a ground ball hit routinely to 2nd. Colby Halter picks it up, the 3rd to 1st, and 1 away for a Hall in the D. Top of the order time, Taylor Young. Brock Whittlesey went 2 innings of work out of the pen. 1 walk, 2 hits. One of them was the solo home run hit by Griffin Lockwood Powell. Whittlesey struck out 1. And now Hall looking to finish things off. 2 outs away. 10-7 Lugnuts. Hall fires to Young. Inside ball 1. Adam, what if I name this? The Pacific. The Arctic. The red-throated and the yellow-billed. I'm talking about
dragons.
Young takes strike called inside corner as a lone blue balloon floats in front of us. Here it comes.
Now Robin Egg Blue.
Yeah, Robin's Egg Blue. Well said.
Is that completely wrong?
About the color? No. That pitch is down and in. These are different breeds of loons. These are different kinds of loons.
I thought I heard you say river, and I just thought Big Log River Dragon.
The yellow-billed loon, the common loon, the Pacific loon, the Arctic loon, the red-throated loon. I decided to have my own loon fact. 2-1. Check swing foul at home plate. Strike 2.
I like it.
Yeah, the common loon. Represented by the Great Lakes loons. The largest loon is the yellow-billed loon. Or, you know, Ronan Kopp, he would also be an answer for that question. The common loon wears black and white plumage, except in the winter when everything turns dark gray. The loons wear gray on the road. 2-2 pitch to the Loons Young in left field. A ground ball hit towards shortstop. Fielded by Anales, the throw to first. Two down in the ninth inning.
You know, their eyes even turn gray in the winter as well.
That's wild.
They're not that crimson-red color that they typically are.
A purple balloon is now floating out over the rooftop to our left.
Purple balloon, common loon. Say that one.
Charles Hall to Alex Freeland. Looking for a perfect ninth inning and a 10-7 Lugnuts victory. Right-handed batter against the switch hitter batting left. Good to see Freeland still in the game. The pitch. Outside, ball one. He and Gainer Fernandez, the man on deck, had a bad collision when the Lugnuts were taking the lead on an RBI single by C.J. Rodriguez in the bottom of the sixth. Both stayed in. Freeland a home run earlier. The pitch. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Next homestand for the Lugnuts is coming up in 2 weeks. This coming week, the Lugnuts head out to play at the Dayton Dragons. August 29th through September the 3rd, Lugnuts and West Michigan Whitecaps final home games. Called strike one. Two balls, one strike to Freeland. The Great Lakes Loons, meanwhile, head home for 2 weeks against Fort Wayne starting Tuesday, and then the week after that against the Dayton Dragons before they finish up the year at West Michigan. The pitch, a chopper hit to second baseman Halter. He gloves, he throws to first. This ball game in the series over. The Lugnuts are the first team in the Midwest League to hand the Loons a series defeat on the road. Lugnuts 10, Loons 7.
Well, that's a big-time win for the Lugnuts. They had a chance to win the series last week against Fort Wayne. Couldn't quite get it done. They get the series split, and you let one get away on Friday. Loons got one late in the ninth. Lansing makes up for it, winning today and yesterday. And they are the only team in the league, Jesse, to win the season series against the Lansing Lugnuts, and they are the only team so far in the league to give the Loons, as you mentioned, their first road loss of the season.
Lugnuts go 12-9 against the Loons this year. 7-5 here at home, 5-4 at Dow Diamond. And the black on black, the uniform combo, it worked out. Final totals, 7 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error for the Great Lakes Loons in defeat. Let me pull up my box score here to make sure that I get the attendance when we're able to access it as well. The Loons ended up stranding 4 runners on the bases. They went 3-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Those opportunities just came harder and harder to find as the game went on, and the Lugnuts bullpen exerted its will. 10 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts in the winning cause. Lugnuts stranded 13 runners on the bases, but went 6-for-17 with runners in scoring position. The time of the game today, 2 hours and 54 minutes, and it flew right by. We ended at 4 o'clock on the dot in front of 4,579 fans at Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. 82 degrees at time of first pitch. Winning pitcher John Beller, now 4-3. Saved to Charles Hall, his second. The loss goes to Juan Murillo, who allowed 4 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnuts then scored 3 runs against Jack Dreyer in the bottom of the seventh, and those 7 unanswered turned around a 6-3 deficit. Adam, just looking on the offensive side, how about the performances? 3 hits for Malone, 3 hits on the list, 2 hits, 2 walks, Perez, 2 hits, 2 walks, Danny Bautista Jr., Junior Perez, another home run. You can look up and down, and you can find outings that these guys are proud of.
Absolutely. It's a complete performance offensively. And again, it was a game that it did not look like it was going to gain any traction or momentum for Lansing to come back in this one. They're down 6-3 after 2 innings. There were no runs scored in the third, fourth, or fifth. And then the Junior Perez home run ignites the offense. We talked about it earlier in the game, the positive impact he has continued to make on this offense. And from that point on, that kind of ignited everybody else. They got going, 4 runs in the sixth, 3 runs in the seventh. Just a great offensive show, not just today, but really throughout this 2-week homestand by the entire lineup for the Lansing Lugnuts.
And now it's going to be time to take that show on the road. Lugnuts at the Dayton Dragons. Starting on Tuesday, chance to play spoiler as Dayton is battling Fort Wayne and West Michigan and Lake County to capture the second half East Division crown and take on these Great Lakes Loons in the first round of the postseason. Winner of that series will take on the champion from the West. Lugnuts improved to 21 and 27, 52 and 61 for the year. Great Lakes is now 22 and 26, 67 and 46 for the year. Lugnuts are 148 and 147 all-time against the Loons. And Adam, the Lugnuts are now 30 and 30 at home this year.
Let's go. The Loons and Lugnuts, Lansing will keep that series lead until 2024.
Yeah.
When the two teams meet again, Lansing wins the season series. Lansing becomes the first team to win and beat the Loons in a road series this year for the Loons. I mean, just a heck of a finish to 2 weeks at home after Lansing battled through 2 weeks on the road in the hot temperatures, as you were talking about earlier. So this feels good before you head out on the road to take on Dayton. And, hey, Jesse, just 3 weeks left to go and only one homestand left to go.
Yes, but I think that there will be plenty of time for Brad Tunney, the voice of the Loons, to throw his paper balls at other folks along the way. This was fun. This was a two-week homestand, and the Lugnuts finish it with a winning record.
They played well enough to get at least one of these series wins, and to do it against the Loons, a team that has been dominant in this league this year, that's a special feeling, and that's a credit to how well those guys played down there this week.
A week from today, this next weekend, is that going to be your final weekend without college football for your Chippewas?
Yes, this next weekend coming up, and this right here is the last weekend without college football. Okay. Notre Dame and Navy kick off in Ireland next week.
Is that week 0?
That is week 0.
All right. Well, with that in mind, we're ready to call it a day for these baseball proceedings. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. What's more, your final score from Michigan State Capitol? The Lugnuts 10, the Loons 7. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your Sunday. Have a great afternoon. And go Nuts!